Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by SEIU, supporting the janitors of Houston, Texas at HoustonJanitors.org. Despite the White House denials, there's reportedly a shift about to take place in the U.S. government's approach to...
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Tears of sorrow, screams of pain in Bakuba, Iraq, after a convoy of police recruits on the way back from an induction ceremony was ambushed. Markets have also been targeted by insurgents as people buy food for the traditional end of Ramadan feast. CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad says this is the worst month of the year for U.S. troops in Iraq.
The death toll among U.S. forces is now 85 for the month of October. Five soldiers died yesterday taking part in a two-month-old security operation here in Baghdad, which the military has admitted has made troops more vulnerable to attack. They were victims of roadside bombs and small arms fire.
And there are new indications the White House will lean on Iraq's prime minister to do something to stop the violence. CBS's Mark Doler live at the White House. Mark, any idea what's ahead?
Steve, the administration wants to be seen pressuring Iraq leaders to get tough on the militia groups behind the bloodshed and rising death toll. Counselor to the president, Dan Bartlett, says on this issue, the U.S. does not have its head in the sand.
We are looking at different benchmarks to say, hey, here's a place where you can take more control over your country. So this is very much a part of our strategy all along.
But that's not close to good enough for Senator Joe Biden, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. He says the U.S. must put more pressure on Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki.
We should tell them straight up now, get a political settlement or you're on your own, Jack.
But the administration says it will not threaten the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Convicted along with the late Kenneth Lay, former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling will be sentenced today in Houston for his role in the country's biggest corporate collapse.
I think he's going to get a significant sentence, certainly longer than the 6 years that former Enron CFO Andrew Fastow got. And I imagine it'll be something that, given Skilling's age, could have him in prison until well into his 70s. Barring some unforeseen reversal on appeal, it really is the end of his lofty world as he knew it.
And CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Skilling, who faces millions in fines as well, will have to listen to victims of Enron's 2001 financial implosion before sentencing. Wasn't too long ago, this sound meant pain. Filling up the tank, draining the wallet. But analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices the last few months have been a welcome turnaround.
It's another drop in the price of 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. The price of gasoline has fallen 82 cents over the past 10 weeks.
The national average for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $2.20. A very long month for an amnesia victim in Denver.
If anybody recognizes me, knows who I am, please let somebody know.
And after a TV appearance, someone did recognize 40-year-old Jeff Ingram of Olympia, Washington, and called his fiancée.
I realized this was Jeff the moment I saw his picture on the news. I can't stop laughing because it's like he looked so good.
Ingram was on his way to Canada to visit his parents. No one's sure how he ended up in Denver. A 1950s TV icon is gone. Actress Jane Wyatt at 96. She was the all-American stay-at-home mom on the hit Father Knows Best.
Now, Bud, don't just sit there. Practice.
Her son may have put it best. 96 years and a few months is a wonderful life. Well, just 5 years ago, the iPod made its debut, and music hasn't been the same since. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
It started with music. Now it's news, TV shows, audio blogs, you name it. 5 years, and Apple's iPod remains the king of the hill, accounting for nearly 4 out of 5 digital music players sold. CBS News technology expert Larry Maggott.
The iPod started strictly as a music player, but over time it's evolved. And now it's being used for video. You can purchase movies to watch on it. You can look at photographs.
What's next? A phone, iPod, live, video? Whatever it is, it likely will be a trendsetter. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The man suffering from amnesia, wandering around Denver, known as Al, now knows where he's from and knows his name, but he still has no recall. Jeff Ingram's parents saw the national broadcast and called Denver police over the weekend. District Attorney Carol Chambers will attend a hearing this morning to answer questions that will determine her political future. The Republican is a prosecutor in Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln County. She's accused of using her office to help a political friend and is being investigated now by the regulatory arm of the Colorado Supreme Court. Chambers denies the allegations but told Dine News she's concerned about the outcome because of political reasons.
I think that if the hearing board finds me not guilty, which they should, that the Supreme Court will look foolish.
Chambers accused of violating rules of attorney conduct. The hearing set for 9 o'clock this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Dr. Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Well, we're off to a great start. Not a worry as far as wrecks or stalls on the interstates. You do have excellent conditions now along I-25 through the Tech Center. It's only about a 10-minute drive to downtown. Some buildup now on the southbound side out of Thornton, North Glen. All good on 225 in Aurora, and we're wide open on C-470 across Highlands Ranch. We have one side street mishap at 104th at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Nations who refuse to compromise.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Some people think all insurance is the same.
They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
The Osgood File, October 23rd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let me see if I can get things adjusted here on this Monday morning. I just need a little bit more monitor inside here. Okay. Well, we'll try it next time I turn my mic off and see how loud it is. All right, it's good to have you along here this morning, and hope you had a good weekend, and I had a great weekend. Mary and I, Saturday, went to Democratic Party headquarters in Boulder and made an appearance, a get-out-the-vote appearance there with Congressman Mark Udall, who is one of my all-time favorite people, and met a lot of nice people, and talked a lot of nice politics, and talked about the radio station, and really had a good time. There is get-out-the-vote efforts going on all over the state. In regards to all kinds of candidates, and there's all kinds of ways that you can get involved. And as a matter of fact, Boulder County Pachoni Project is underway. You can help Angie Pachoni oust Marilyn Musgrave by working door-to-door in Longmont's orphan precincts. These are precincts without leaders, informing progressive voters and handing out literature. And that happens every Saturday at 9 a.m. They carpool from Democratic headquarters. 9:30 a.m. they meet at Thompson Park. At 4th and Bross in Longmont. And if you have any more questions about that, get in touch with Angie's campaign, and they'll fill you in on how this works. But if you live in and around the Longmont area, this is a chance for you to step up to the plate and help Angie Pachoni in this very, very important race, which is now just a couple of weeks away. And then last night, it wasn't actually last night, it was actually yesterday afternoon between noon and 4, we had the face-off of all of the finalists, the top 10 finalists, in our Talk Superstar contest, and met some great people once again, had some great listener judges, and saw some great talent. Some of these people were really, really good. And here's what we're going to do. It should be sometime later today that we recorded all of the performances, and then the folks who finished in the top five, we whittled it down to five, their five are going to be put on the website. And then what you can do is you can go to the website and you can vote. You can listen to it. You can listen to their performance. And then you can vote for the one you really like. Also, tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm going to have these guys on. So you can hear what they have to say about themselves. And you can kind of get a feel for them. And then you can kind of make a decision about who you want to vote for. Because we're relying on you, those of you who listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk, to make this decision about who is going to go from here to the national finals, which are going to be held in a couple of weeks. And the winner, of course, from here, I believe, gets $1,000 cash and a shot at that thing. And if you win the national finals, then you get a nationwide weekend talk show host, which is a talk show, which is a pretty good deal. So that's all coming up later on today in the afternoon. They should have that stuff up there. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll meet the people who are involved in this. I'll have them on the air. And if you want to call up and ask them some questions and ask them why they wanted to do this. And it takes a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous amount of guts to you know, get up there with a microphone and try to recreate a talk show in front of a room full of people who, some of them you know, and some of them are absolute and complete strangers, and then to turn around and have people critique your performance after you've done it. And everybody who showed up, not everybody could win, naturally, but everybody who showed up did an excellent job, and it was really rough
to separate some of these folks. And I sat there watching them thinking to myself, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing coming here every day doing this? And I said to Mary on the way home, I said, you know, only jerks get into this business. I should have gotten a normal job, gone and been a librarian, or, you know, done something with my life. Because what kind of grown adult, what kind of human being goes into a little room and talks into a little, you know, microphone here, weird-looking microphone here, when it's pitch black at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 in the morning, and then you subject yourself to all of this rejection and, you know, cruelty and everything else that goes on. So anyway, maybe we'll find somebody to replace me out of this group of folks, because you never know what will happen with me. And then I got to tell you the last thing I did on Saturday, which is highly, highly politically incorrect. I know I'm going to get email about this. People will email me, and they will say, you know, you are part of the problem. You are not part of the solution. How dare you do this? But I couldn't help it. I got hooked into this thing and couldn't stop watching it. Now, I've admitted on this show before. I've admitted on this show a million times that I love automobiles. I've talked about that, how much I love cars. I really do love cars. I never met a car I didn't love in any way, shape, or form. Matter of fact, somebody sent me, and I can't even afford this automobile, but somebody sent me a link to the Tesla. Have you ever heard of the Tesla company? They make electric cars. They have a handmade electric automobile that will go about 250 miles on one charge, and this thing will do top-end speed 100 miles an hour, and it's gorgeous. Go Google this thing up and look at it, the Tesla electric automobile site. Go check it out. But I love cars, and I love sports cars. So I sat Saturday on my fat half moons for 4 hours and watched the final American Le Mans racing series on the Speed Channel. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, my God, pollution, global warming, fossil fuels. But I was sitting there watching those Aston Martins and those Porsches, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I like that. I really love that. Am I bad? Am I a sinner? See, I should make all of you call me on Monday morning, and I had to make all of you confess to me your dirty little secret about what it is that you're hiding that you just don't want to admit that other people would consider to be politically incorrect. 617, 17...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
For 23 years, I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. High today is 65 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's 6:21. Did I already say that? 21 minutes after 6? I think I did. Okay, we're getting cranked up here and rolling on a Monday morning. There's a brand new poll out about Iraq. A majority of Iraqi youth in Arab regions of the country believe security would improve and violence would decrease if the U.S.-led forces left immediately. Now, this is according to a State Department poll that provides a window into the grim warnings provided policymakers. The survey, unclassified but marked for official U.S. government use only, also finds that Iraqi leaders may face a particular difficulty recruiting young Sunni Arabs to join the stumbling security forces. Strong majorities of 15 to 29-year-olds in two Arab Sunni areas, that's Mosul, Tikrit, what is wrong with me this morning, and Bakuba, would oppose joining the Iraqi army or even the police force. And the poll has its shortcomings. Regional samples are small, and the results do not say how many people refuse to respond to the questions. The private polling firm hired by the State Department also was not able to interview residents of Al-Anbar, which is a big Sunni-dominated province, and an insurgent stronghold. But the findings of the summer survey, circulated to policymakers last month and obtained by the Associated Press last week, nevertheless provides a solemn reminder of the difficulty that the U.S.-backed Iraqi government faces if it tries to add ethnic diversity to its security institutions. And this is the big news again this morning here is about Iraq. And there is a real telltale story this morning on the front page of the New York Times. To stand or fall in Baghdad, capital is key to mission. And let me just give you a little bit of this. After 3 years of trying to thwart a potential potent insurgency and tamp down the deadly violence in Iraq, the American military is playing its last hand, the Baghdad Security Plan. The plan will be tweaked, adjusted, and modified in the weeks ahead as American commanders try to reverse the dismal increase in murders, drive-by shootings, and bombings. But military commanders here say no plausible alternative to their bedrock strategy to clear violence-ridden neighborhoods of militias, insurgents, and armed caches, hold them with Iraqi and American security forces, and then try to win over the population with reconstruction projects unwritten mainly by the Iraqi government. There is no fallback plan that the generals are holding in their hip pocket. This is it. This is the last thing they got going. The Iraqi capital, as the generals like to say, is the center of gravity for the larger American mission in Iraq. Their assessment is that if Baghdad is overwhelmed by sectarian strife, the cause of fostering a more stable Iraq will be lost. Conversely, if Baghdad can be improved, the effects will eventually be felt elsewhere in Iraq. In invading Iraq, American forces started from outside the country and fought their way in. The current strategy is essentially to work from the inside out. As Baghdad goes, so goes Iraq, observed Lieutenant General Peter W. Shirelli, who commands American forces throughout Iraq. I mean, it has been extremely, extremely violent. It's another violent morning in Iraq. George Bush was on this week with George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos let Bush get away with something, didn't really press him about it, which I thought was kind of disingenuous, and we'll talk more about that with Media Matters for America's Jameson Fosier a little bit later on in the morning. But here's a little bit of Bush and Stephanopoulos about Iraq.
It came when I asked for his response to New York Times columnist Tom Friedman's contention that we're now seeing an Iraqi version of the Viet Cong's 1968 Tet Offensive. It turned American public opinion decisively against the war.
He could be right. There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
So they're trying to influence the elections?
Could be. I don't know. I don't have any intelligence that says that.
Well, what's your gut tell you?
George, my gut tells me that they have all along been trying to inflict enough damage that we leave. And the leaders of Al-Qaeda have made that very clear. Look, here's how I view it. First of all, Al-Qaeda is still very active in Iraq. They are dangerous. They are lethal. They are trying to not only kill American troops, but they're trying to foment sectarian violence. They believe that if they can create enough chaos, the American people will grow sick and tired of the Iraqi effort and will cause government to withdraw.
I know you don't think that Iraq is in the middle of a civil war right now.
Right.
But whatever you call it, aren't American men and women now dying to prevent Sunnis and Shiites from killing each other?
No, George, it's dangerous. And you're right, no matter what you call it. The fundamental question is, are we on our way to achieving a goal, which is an Iraq that can defend itself, sustain itself, and govern itself, and be an ally in the war on terror in the heart of the Middle East?
But it seems like every month we're going farther from that goal.
Well, I don't know why you would say that. I mean,
casualties are going up.
If that's the definition of success or failure, the number of casualties, then you're right. But that's what the enemy knows. See, they try to define success or failure. I define success or failure as to whether or not the Iraqis will be able to defend themselves. I define success or failure as whether the unity government is making difficult decisions necessary to unite the country. The people voted for a government. And this government is going to have to perform to the will of the people. And that stands in stark contrast to the tyrant that preceded them, and to other tyrannical, and to the vision of those who would like to change the governments all throughout the Middle East.
Is the government performing up to your standards right now?
The government is, look, this guy's been in office for about 4 months, Maliki. In my judgment, Maliki has got what it takes to lead a unity government. But what you're seeing is a new form of government actually beginning to evolve after years of tyranny. I'm patient. I'm not patient forever, and I'm not patient with dawdling, but I recognize the degree of difficulty of the task, and therefore we'll say to the American people, we won't cut and run. On the other hand, we'll constantly adjust our strategy to
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because James Baker says that he's looking for something between
cut and run
and stay the course.
We've never been stay the course, George. We will complete the mission. We will do our job and help achieve the goal, but we're constantly adjusting the tactics.
And that's
constantly.
Exactly, here's what I don't get.
Okay.
James Baker's a smart guy. He's got a solid group of people on that study group. But what can he come up with that you and your military commanders haven't already thought of?
Well, why don't we wait and see? We're not in collaboration with the Baker-Hamilton committee. I think this is a good idea to get people outside to come and take a look. That's an interesting question. I'm looking forward to seeing the answer.
Well, a lot of people think we shouldn't wait, and that if a change of strategy is needed, it shouldn't come after the elections, it should come now.
Well, they're constantly changing tactics.
Is the strategy working now?
If it's not working, our commanders change it. And there's progress being made on the political front. There is some progress being made on the security front in terms of getting more Iraqi units. Eventually, it's going to be up to Iraq to defend herself. Eventually, it's going to be the decision of the Iraqi people as to whether or not they want a form of government based upon liberty. That's going to be their choice. Our job is to help them achieve that objective. And so there is some progress. Look, no question it's violent. But remember why it's violent, because much of the violence is caused by people that want us to leave. And the fundamental question the American people have to make is, should we stay?
Can you imagine any circumstances where U.S. troops are going to leave Iraq before you leave the presidency?
No, I cannot.
All right, now there's George W. Bush with George Stephanopoulos, and he made a statement in that interview that was false. Did anybody pick up what that statement was? Did anybody get what the statement was that George W. Bush made that was absolutely 100% false? And I don't want to spend all morning here, or even this entire hour, beating up on George W. Bush. I just wonder if I'm the only person who caught this, or if anybody else caught it. That he made a statement in there that is absolutely not true. And I guess you could call me up and say, Jay, well, he's made a lot of statements there that aren't true. And I agree. Those are basically mostly just the same talking points we've heard time and time and time and time and time again. This is going to go on record as being the bloodiest month in quite a while in Iraq. But he made a statement in there that it's false. And I'm tempted to do two things here. I'm tempted to, number one, to ask if anybody can call up and identify the statement. And then, number two, I got this radical plan on how to fix Iraq, which I don't think anybody's going to like. But you know something? It's a radical plan to stop the violence. But can anybody give me the statement that he made that was patently false? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. Just curious to see if anybody caught it this morning, on this Monday morning. 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7. Gene, I'm sure you want me to tell you what it is.
Please do.
No. You got to guess.
No.
Yeah, people got to guess.
Okay.
If they can get it, we'll get it out in the open. Okay, how's traffic look like?
Well, not too bad. It looks like we may have a problem southbound 25 at 104th. Of course, that's just a really bad spot for us because that's where we have the heaviest traffic this early in the morning from 104th to 84th. So just keep that in mind. Normal buildup now eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. In Westminster, you're going to want to avoid the intersection of 104th and Sheridan. Northbound lanes of Sheridan being diverted to eastbound 104th. You could use 120th or Federal around that crash activity. Weather today, mainly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind, 66, currently 34 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Consultation, and that's all it is just to set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. 1001 or visit them online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. High today, 65. Mostly sunny, 635, 35 minutes after the hour. Maybe I should get on here and ask if anybody wants to call up and tell us what Marilyn Musgrave stands for. You know, with the attack ads she's running, I'm not sure what it is exactly she stands for. Except she doesn't like gay people, apparently. Okay, one of the things I wanted to ask is if anybody caught what the false statement was that George W. Bush made in that interview with George Stephanopoulos. Let's go to Dave on a cell phone. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, well, the first thing I caught was him standing on the flight deck with mission accomplished behind him, and now he's saying he needs to accomplish the mission. And then the second was stay the course. He says he never said stay the course, and he used to say, we got to stay the course. So,
yep, you got it. There he is, denying that he said we've never been about staying the course, when in reality, that's all that they used to talk about. True?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, jumped right out. I never said stay the course, and he's lying through his teeth.
It's amazing. How can he get on national television, pull that off, and think that you and I will not remember that?
I think he's too young for Alzheimer's, but maybe it's true.
I don't know, Dave. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Let's go to Vince in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, he already got that. I was going to say he said never leave. It was never about to stay the course, but
Were you shocked when he said that? When he said, "Well, we've never been about to stay the course."
Well, not shocked anymore. It's I don't know how many times he's said that he's never said something when there's clips all over the place that prove counter to that. But you know, that's typical.
It is, but I don't understand how anybody can go on nationwide TV like that, make a statement like that, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're on the left. It doesn't make any difference whether you're on the right. It doesn't make any difference if you're in the middle. If you watch television, if you listen to the radio, if you hear newscasts, whether you get it from Fox, whether you get it from CNN, whether you get it from MSNBC, wherever the heck you get it from, you know he said that.
Oh, yeah, it's just the arrogance they have. I mean, they think if they just keep saying it, then you'll believe now what they said instead of what they said before. So, I don't know.
All right, you ready for my radical solution on how to fix Iraq?
Absolutely.
I told this to Mary yesterday, and she started laughing. Now, I know there are going to be people who are going to call up here, and they're going to send me email and accuse me of being crazy. But we obviously can't solve this. Would you agree we cannot solve what's going on there?
Yes.
Okay. I agree, too, that the administration doesn't have a plan, and that there are some democratic plans, which I think are very, very good, even though, you know, conventional wisdom is that the Democrats don't have a plan. But here's the Marvin plan. Why don't we just reinstall Saddam Hussein? Well, I mean, look.
More stable.
If you put him back in, at least the killing would stop, and the only killing that would be going on, it would be doing his. He'd be doing the killing.
Yeah.
All right. Do people think I'm crazy? Let's get him out of jail. and let's turn the country back over to him.
Yeah, that might work. Just probably getting the worst results, that's all I can say.
I mean, I don't think that he would be the kind of guy who would be scared to go after the Mehdi army, do you?
Oh, no.
Where we apparently seem, the Iraqi government apparently seems to have trouble with the idea of going after the militias. I don't think Saddam Hussein would have any trouble doing that at all.
No.
Or if we don't put Saddam Hussein in charge, maybe we need a strong man.
You're not going to find one that's going to solve the problem.
You don't think we could get one that would just be able to put a lid on it?
Not in that environment. I don't think so.
All right, so my idea won't work.
Well, yeah. I don't even know if he could do it anymore. I don't know if he has enough of his henchmen around to keep doing that anymore, but
I don't know, man. I think they're still in the country. I think they're the ones that are really giving us the majority of the trouble.
Yeah.
I think they're the ones that are doing it. The former Ba'athist Party people who have no place to go, no jobs, nothing going on, no political connections. They're the ones that are trying to get a hold of the country again. They probably run around entertaining some fantasy that they're going to spring Saddam out of jail wherever he is if he doesn't get executed, and they're going to go back to the old days. Maybe it would work.
Could still happen anyway, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a flawed plan from the beginning, if there was a plan, so that's what got us in the whole mess.
Yep, you got it. Hey, Vince, thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, I got this big controversial plan that I just sprung on everybody. And do you think I'm crazy? Let's put Saddam back in power. Let's go to Jim in Louisville. Jim, you're on AM 760. Jim, you think I'm out to lunch?
Hey, Jay, I don't think King George II would like that idea.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he'll get in a position where he won't have any choice.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, I about choked on my coffee when he said that.
That whole stay the course? We were never about stay the course.
Yeah, how could Stephanopoulos let him get away with that? I mean, that I caught that as soon as he said it. I mean,
yeah.
Geez, how could he let him get away with something like that?
I don't know. I think it's a very interesting question. I'd love to ask George Stephanopoulos that question, why he didn't follow up and say, wait a minute, you've gone all over the country, and we can produce thousands of clips of you on TV making these comments about stay the course.
Literally thousands.
Dick Cheney has said it. I mean, everybody, Rumsfeld, everybody said it. Now, all of a sudden, you say you didn't say it?
Boy, are they running away from themselves right now, aren't they?
They're in some kind of weird, disconnected bubble.
I'm telling you. Hey, did you see 60 Minutes last night?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of her name, and I just lost it. The Democrat, wasn't she great though?
Yeah, she was. She was really good.
Isn't she something?
Mm-hmm. But what about my idea? What about my idea of putting Saddam Hussein back in power?
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Nobody likes this idea this morning at 6:42.
How about my idea? We just get out.
And what? And let them settle it themselves.
Just get out. Let them settle it themselves. Look at history. There's never been a foreign occupying force that's gone anywhere into the Middle East and been able to be successful.
Well, I mean, it's very any way you look at it, man. It's there. You know what? Here's the problem. And Barack Obama said it yesterday on Meet the Press. And Barack Obama, and I'm going to talk about him a little bit later on this morning, but he's absolutely right in what he says. He's absolutely right in what he says, and that is there are no good options in this situation.
Right. You know, their history, they're a bunch of warring tribes, and the only time that they ever come together is whenever an occupying force invades one of their countries, and then they all come together to get rid of the occupying force. I mean, just take a look at the history of it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just weighing in what you're saying, and you're right. I mean, that's one of the things that John Kerry brought up yesterday on the Sunday talking shows about the idea that this administration never took into account all the times. The experience with the British and everybody else who had been involved in Iraq. You're right about that. But
we should have never gone into Iraq. If we had invested as much money in Afghanistan as we did Iraq, Afghanistan would be that shining beacon of a democracy that George Bush says he seeks.
Yeah, the trouble is, though, we're there now, so now we got to figure out a way to deal with it. And my idea is, okay, you know what? My idea is put Saddam Hussein back in power.
Well,
I'm sorry. If anybody thinks I'm crazy, they can call me at 303-713-7600.
I don't think you're crazy, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. That's like saying, you know, let's move Israel out of the Middle East and give them a portion of Texas to settle in. You know.
Well.
And then
if we got out and moved
Israel over to Texas, what would they have to complain about? They'd have no reason to attack us.
Yeah, but if Bush, the way Bush is going, he's as much as said it numerous times. He just said it here recently that there'll be troops there until the next president. So as long as he's around, we're not getting out. So who knows, man? Miracles can happen. Jim, thank you, bud. I appreciate the call this early.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye.
All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Nobody is violently reacting to my idea about putting Saddam Hussein back into power. I thought people would be crawling all over me for this idea. Could he do any worse? Could Saddam Hussein do any worse than what's going on there now? It certainly was more stable when he was in power. 6:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and we'll take a look at some traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we've got a crash that's been tying up the intersection of 104th at Sheridan for the last little bit. You need to watch out for that. It's primarily affecting your northbound lanes. Those are being diverted to the eastbound lanes of 104th. So you definitely want to avoid this area. Getting on those north side delays now, eastbound 270, really starting to fill in now across Commerce City. I-76 getting busy as well. Boulder Turnpike starting to slow down for us now at Federal if you're on the eastbound side. For the high country, for the most part, highways clear and dry. Just watch out for those slick spots if you're trying to cross either the Loveland or the they'll pass. We have no chain laws in effect. Weather today, mainly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind, high of 66, currently 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools Know an Amendment 39 wants voters to know. Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families oppose 39, a scheme from Washington special interests that ties the hands of school boards, hurts students, and rural communities. Vote no39.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind listeners that more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Please talk to your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving record. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 6:49. It's 49 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 65, mostly sunny. And it's going to be another nice day here along the Front Range. We're going to cut a little bit later on this morning. We'll talk to Ed Schultz with our Monday morning take of date. And then we're also going to talk to Jay Fawcett, a congressional candidate from the 5th Congressional District. This race is getting national attention, and we'll see how Jay's doing down there. Meanwhile, we're talking about Iraq and the terrible situation we're stuck in, and the fact that the president gets on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday and basically just lies and says, well, we're not about stay the course. We've never, you know, been about stay the course. Yeah, right. It's all we ever heard. But my idea, let's just put Sodom back in power. I mean, the place is such a mess now. Let's go to Bob on a cell phone. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
Yeah, I saw that Stephanopoulos interview, and it was amazing. It's obviously that... It's no longer politically expedient to say stay the course because that's turned into a bad message.
Right.
So now we have to say adapt to change. Anyway, the reason I called, I read the progressive blogs, and your idea about putting Saddam back in power may not be too far from the truth. This is not a conspiracy theory, but what I'm reading is that there is a bloodless coup being orchestrated where strong men within the country will take over the current regime, the current a group of individuals who were put in place with the assistance of the United States, that this group of individuals, being very tied to the more fundamentalist Islamist groups, will have the ability to end the violence. And after appropriate levels of hand-wringing on our part, we can then try to orchestrate getting other Islamic countries within the region to come in cooperation with these new autocrats, and be able to step back from the country and say, well, you know, the people have chosen.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't. I really don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, we don't have many. As Barack Obama said yesterday, and it's very true, and I believe John Kerry said exactly the same thing, too, that the options in Iraq, all of them are bad. We're in a situation where none of them are attractive. So,
well,
what are we going to do?
Yeah, the amazing thing is this would essentially put in place the same plan that people like the Democratic senator who recommended long ago. He was way out front on this, withdrawing over the horizon.
Oh, Murtha?
Exactly. So that would basically put us in that position to where we would withdraw back over the horizon into a friendly country. And I saw John Kerry's rebuttal to Bush's ridiculous performance yesterday, and he's saying the same things that I think we all need to be thinking about, is that a timetable is essential. Any project management, anything you undertake, a timetable is essential. And I think the one thing I didn't hear them say, which I thought might be a very telling point, is that the ability to tell the insurgents, we will be out by this date if things run well, and take that recruiting theme away from the insurgents, that we are there to stay forever, by declaring a date and saying, if the following things occur, we will be out by this date. That would be a tremendous advantage, I think, in being able to leverage the few people left in Iraq who are now actively trying to bomb us or blow us up.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's an excellent idea. Bob, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Great call. Let's go to Ann in Lakewood, who thinks I'm dead wrong. Ann, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
How are you?
How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In regards to putting Saddam Hussein back in power, it's kind of interesting listening to your previous caller about a bloodless coup, but I just don't think that Saddam is the person You know, he's being tried for murder and war crimes right now. I that would putting him back in power, I think, is not plausible at all. But maybe him falling back into power, but even that's, I think, kind of on the outside, but on the edge. But it was interesting when the other callers mentioned something that I mentioned equally on the outside, just as a joke, but, you know, metaphorically flooding Jerusalem so nobody gets it, and give the Israelis Texas, because for heaven's sakes, what good has Texas done us over the last few years?
Now, don't say that. I like Texas.
I know, but who better to take care of the border problem?
I like Texas. I like living on the border in Texas. I really do like Texas. I don't think down on Texas's case because we currently have an unpopular president who hails from that state.
Well, then let's give the Israelis Texas.
I don't want to give them Texas.
Why not?
Because I like it. I want it to remain in America because I like it. El Paso is one of my all-time favorite cities. And
okay.
I do not want to give El Paso, Del Rio, any of those places away. I want them to remain and become, and they are, and have them, and they always, you know, it's America. I can't vote for that.
Okay, well, you know, maybe putting Saddam Hussein back in power is equally on the edge, and I guess that's what we think of when we get up in the morning.
You know, the idea of putting Saddam Hussein back in power is on the margins, I agree, but if you look at what went on there, there were far more Iraqis living when he was alive. At least they had electricity. At least they had sewage. At least they had some degree of employment. At least they didn't have all of this ungodly chaos going on. And we've got all this ungodly chaos, and nobody has any way really to solve the problem except, I think, Democrats do, because I think that the only thing you can do is you've got to say to them, you have until X date to suck it up and get it together, because we're not propping you up forever, and we become nursemaids to them.
Well, they're making a lot more money off of us than they did through Saddam Hussein. A few of them. I mean, Chalabi's in charge of the oil industry there. I mean, that's a joke. That's a joke. I mean, so Barack Obama was right. There's bad solutions and there's worse solutions. And I guess we just have to go with a bad solution. But I think the Democrats certainly have a better handle on what's going on there than the denial that's going on with this administration.
Yeah, the thing that irritates me about it on an ongoing basis is every time I'm driving in my car, or you're laying in bed at night, or whatever, or wherever whatever you're doing, and you're thinking about things that are going on in the world, I just can't believe that a country this smart and this bright, with this many resources and this much at hand, could turn around and we could find ourselves in the year 2006 in a situation where we have no decent options.
Well, look at the number of people who voted for George Bush. And if you want to revisit the issue of are we smart and are we resourceful, well, apparently not smart enough to keep a guy like him out of office, unfortunately. But, you know, things will turn around.
Well, we'll find out. At least I hope they will. I don't. Sometimes I contemplate what will happen if they don't, and I don't know.
Oh, I know.
I don't know how to deal with it or what to say. The next day if it doesn't turn around. But
as long as you're out there talking, Jay, we've got hope, and it keeps a few of us going. So keep up the good work.
Well, we got to do something. All right, Ann, thanks for the call, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, nobody blasted me as far as I can tell. At least on the phones, nobody blasted me as far as I can tell. You can also instant message me at am760.net, just like you can get this first hour and every hour of this show on podcast at am760.net, and I'll see if anybody blasted me there. Coming up, we're going to talk about Bob Beaupre and this whole attack ad and the getting into the database business, and we'll see what you have to say about that. Stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. The U.S. casualty toll keeps growing. It's now at 85. October could become the deadliest month in 2 years. The U.S. military announced the deaths of 5 soldiers in and around Baghdad Sunday. Military officials said today what they will be watching for is a decrease in casualties now that Ramadan is drawing to a close. Because of the violence, Sunnis here aren't planning any public celebrations to mark the holiday's end. Even with increased patrols on the streets here, many say it's simply not worth the risk. I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
Former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling will be in a Houston courtroom 3 hours from now to find out how much time he'll have to spend in prison for his part in the biggest corporate collapse on record. It could be as much as 20 years.
It's going to be very emotional again in court, especially when some of the victims of Enron speak. And I think the dynamic inside the courtroom will be fascinating, especially if Skilling himself says something to them or to the judge when he gets a chance to speak.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Homes are underwater in southeast Texas, where the Neches River, swollen by heavy rain, is 8 feet above flood stage. Jerry Stanley was out in a boat to rescue neighbors in Orange County, 80 miles east of Houston.
Everybody needs help, you know, and if we got the facilities in the boats and trucks that we can get people in and out, I mean, that's what it's all about.
At least 40 homes have been destroyed. When the doctor says breast cancer, a woman is more likely to die if she's black. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, can medical science explain why that's the case?
Well, the theory has long been that black breast cancer patients are diagnosed later and don't get the best treatment. But researchers at the University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center found something else.
We found that African-American women were more likely to have estrogen receptor negative disease, which is a more aggressive type of cancer and is more difficult to treat.
Dr. Wendy Woodward.
Overall survival was 10% worse.
About 40,000 American women die of breast cancer each year. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Dr. Joseph Anderson isn't telling people who don't drink to start drinking, but he says his research shows that 3 glasses of red wine a week can reduce the risk of colon cancer.
The red wine drinkers had an over two-thirds reduction in the number of polyps found when they had a colonoscopy, as compared to the white wine drinkers and the abstainers.
Researchers suspect that resveratrol, a chemical found in red wine grapes, plays a role in preventing colon cancer. Good pitching stops good hitting. Baseball's age-old winning formula was on display in Detroit last night.
The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball to short. This should do it. Santiago.
Kenny Rogers blanked the Cardinals for 8 innings, and the Tigers held on to win 3-1. The series is all even heading to St. Louis for Game 3 tomorrow night. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS. Leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm back.
I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a...
Alarm bells are going off in Great Britain. A new report says British teenagers are more sexually active than their European counterparts.
Not only are British teenagers having more sex than kids in other European countries, they also have the highest pregnancy rate. 4 conceptions for every 100 girls under the age of 18. The government-backed report suggests mandatory sex ed in elementary schools. Anna Rhodes from the National Family and Parents Institute agrees.
We have got to do something different. Whatever it is we're doing now or not doing now isn't working.
The study also found that a third of 15-year-olds who have sex don't have safe sex. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Polls open for early voting starting this morning in many places around Colorado. It's estimated that 50% of the votes cast for this election are going to be absentee and early votes. 2 Denver firefighters recovering from injuries they received while battling a house fire. It happened about 7 o'clock last night at a house near Quebec and Colfax. One of the firefighters had breathing problems. He's in stable condition at Denver Health. The other firefighter suffered an ankle injury. The fire apparently starting in the basement of the home. No cause has been determined. The names of the injured firefighters have not been released. Broncos on a roll. A new receiver making a big catch.
Looks to the end zone. Floats one to Marshall. Brandon Marshall's got it. He's got his first NFL touchdown. And the Broncos in front 16-0.
Dave Logan on the Broncos Radio Network. Broncos win it 17-7 over the Browns. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not a lot to be concerned with. If you're on northbound 25, you have a clear shot from the tech center through the bridges and into downtown. Southbound lane seeing a little bit, a few more headlights, 38 to Spear, and those 104th to 84th delays aren't going to let up for a while, so give yourself extra time through there. In Westminster, we're still dealing with this crash. It's blocking the intersection of 104th at Sheridan. Northbound lanes of Sheridan are being diverted through that neighborhood. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, much warmer, some light southwest wind, high of 66, currently 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 75030. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 65, mostly sunny. Sun just kind of beginning to come up, and it's going to be a pretty good day, not only today, but also tomorrow, too, with a high tomorrow around 66. As a matter of fact, I look at the forecast now into the week, and it looks like this entire week's going to be nice, unless something changes and we have some precipitation show up. 303-713-7600. This story has been going on for quite a while. The Bob Beaupre campaign, of course, was running that attack ad against Bill Ritter. And the Ritter campaign, and Bill Ritter rightly so, challenged where the Beaupre campaign got the information, because the Ritter campaign could not verify the charge that was being leveled at them. And so the end result is that a federal immigration agent who may have broken the law to supply information in a TV attack ad against Bill Ritter did the right thing, Bob Beaupre said on Friday. Here's a little bit about here's a little of Bob talking.
Our source, in my opinion, performed a great act of courage and public service in bringing this story to the public domain.
Now, boy, you know, where do you start with this? Beaupre, the GOP candidate for governor, appeared before dozens of reporters at his headquarters to defend his campaign, which is the subject of a criminal investigation involving the FBI. A federal immigration and customs enforcement agent, Corey Voorhees, is now the focus of the investigation, according to the source. Voorhees is a registered Republican who lives in Morrison and is suspected of tapping into an FBI database to give Beaupre's campaign information that was used in an attack ad against Democrat Ritter, and using that database for anything other than law enforcement purposes is illegal. The TV spot focused on an illegal immigrant arrested on suspicion of heroin heroin dealing, whom Ritter's office granted a plea bargain to felony to farmed land trespass.
I've
seen some things in my time, but I don't know how to unravel this one. Beaupre, who represents the 7th Congressional District, declined to say if Voorhees was the informant who aided his campaign, but he portrayed the source as a heroic whistleblower who was angered by Ritter's record as Denver District Attorney. Beaupre said, by exposing the truth, he broke the law. A conscientious member of law enforcement exposed a reckless policy embraced by Bill Ritter, and now Bill Ritter is demanding to know his name so he can destroy this person. Our source performed a great act of courage and public service by bringing the story to the public domain. Ritter says he was outraged by Beaupre's comments when he described it as an invitation to lawbreaking. And this is really good. For a law enforcement officer to break the law and be congratulated by a congressman is something all Coloradoans should be disgusted by, said Ritter. That is a scary place for a person who wants to be governor to wind up. We should never get to a place in a country where the leadership believes that the ends justifies the means. Do we have a little bit more of Mr. Beaupre? Let's hear a little bit more of Mr. Beaupre.
Here's what I will tell you. Our source, in my opinion, performed a great act of courage and public service in bringing this story to the public domain. Now, there will be an investigation, and with all due process.
All right. Now there's a story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. GOP gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre voted in Congress to strengthen protections against abuse of a national crime database for non-law enforcement purposes. So he voted to strengthen this. But then, when it serves his purposes, he wheels around and tries to shop the idea that this informant, who he won't disclose, I mean, if he does such a righteous thing, why doesn't his campaign tell us who the guy is, that he won't disclose? He now pawns him off as being a heroic whistleblower. Well, when Beaupre voted in Congress, he must have thought the idea of accessing this database, that anybody could get their hands on this database, wasn't a good idea. Beaupre, who is a two-term congressman from Arvada, voted for a massive Department of Justice spending bill introduced in 2005, which included a provision to strengthen protections so the national crime database could not be abused. The NCIC figured more prominently in several immigration, border security, and crime measures that Beaupre supported or co-sponsored. Almost all major pieces of immigration-related legislation have included provisions to require that immigration violations be added to the NCIC database. Now, does anybody see any kind of weird dichotomy here on all of this? Plus, it gets down to something that we've all talked about on this program, that ba- basically, it's not right to break the law. And if you advocate breaking the law, whether it's the President of the United States, whether it's a guy working for ICE, or whatever the case may be, then where do you draw the line as far as lawbreaking goes? How far do you permit it to travel before you say enough is enough? Now, whistleblowing is a necessary thing. And we should have built-in protections in laws to protect whistleblowers. No question about it. But for Congressman Beaupre to stand up and to say that what this guy did is okay and that he's a heroic whistleblower, this guy coming out of a political party that frequently, almost on a constant basis, goes after the whistleblowing media for leaking and for whistleblowing, to me, it's the same thing as George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or anybody in the administration decrying leaking and being angry about leaking, and then it turns around that they leaked information about Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame. Double set of standards here. So my question to you is really simply this. Do you agree that this guy, who is suspected of allegedly getting into this database and getting this information and breaking the law, is he a heroic whistleblower, or is he a GOP, I don't know what term you want to use, is he a partisan a criminal? Is he a partisan hack? Is he a criminal? Do you see him as being a criminal, or do you see him as being the heroic whistleblower that Bob Beaupre says that he is? Here's another cut of Bob.
Now I ask all of you, you get sick and tired, you're going to step up to the plate and say, I've had enough. He had enough and exposed it, and we'll let the political waters level out where they may. I want to be able to look myself in the mirror.
If all of this was so noble, too, by the way, why didn't the John Marshall, why didn't the Beaupre campaign come forward and talk about who this guy was? Why did they hide from giving his name if this was all so noble? You know, if I went and blew the whistle on somebody, I'd come forward and say, hey, I did it. I gave the information. To me, what it sounds like is, it sounds like this information was given on the sly to the Beaupre campaign, and the John Marshall and Bob Beaupre thought they had something really, really bombshell here because they're about 15 points down. And they needed something, and they thought they had it, and they used it, and what ended up happening is that it blew back in their face. So, let me hear from you on this, and about whether this guy's a whistleblower, a hero, or whether he's just a campaign operative, and this whole idea about breaking the law, and when is breaking the law permissible, this, coming from a guy running for governor, in my opinion, who comes from a party who can never wait 10 seconds to point their fingers at anybody in the media and start telling them about the law. And this is from an administration and a political party that in its long history doesn't really favor whistleblowers. Now all of a sudden they do favor whistleblowers. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's get Gina to blow the whistle on traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're going to see a lot more traffic in an area you normally don't through that residential neighborhood there near 104th and Sheridan. Traffic being taken off the northbound lanes of Sheridan while they try to clear this. So looks like it could be there for a bit longer. Be prepared for some unusual delays there. No change for highways on the north end of town. They're still crowded, including 270 and I-76. You can still really enjoy the ride out of Lakewood on 6th Avenue. No report of problems. C-470, not bad. Just a little bit busy now eastbound at Broadway. Still have a decent drive on 225 across Aurora on normal stop and go. go from 6 to Iliff. Weather outlook today, mainly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind, high of 66, currently 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup, a complimentary 100-point inspection of your Nissan performed by our factory-trained technicians during Nissan's October Car Care Clinic event. Peace of mind only at your participating Nissan dealer. Nissan, genuine service and parts.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options, and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:21. It's 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 65 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, we're talking about this whole debate over that's circling around this information that was obtained illegally and that was used by Bob Beaupre's campaign to attack Bill Ritter. And this was the accessing of the NCIC database. Beaupre now is portraying the person that did it, while not confirming who it is portraying the person who did it as being a heroic whistleblower. I wonder if this guy who did this, and there is a name in the newspaper of a gentleman who the investigation is centered around, which is a guy by the name of Corey Voorhees, who is a registered Republican who lives in Morrison and is suspected into tapping into the FBI database to give Beaupre's campaign the information that was used in the attack ad. I wonder if John Marshall and the people in Beaupre's campaign can also get stung for this by taking information that was obtained illegally and using it. I wonder how much they're going to be held responsible for this. Anyway, do you buy Beaupre's idea that the guy is a heroic whistleblower? 303-713-7600. I got one line open. Let's go to Anthony, who's been hanging on in Denver. Anthony, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Yeah, I think that what probably should happen, in my humble opinion, is that being that the gentleman had access to the NCIC computer, he should be obviously taken off of that. I'm sure they have restricted his access, probably taken away his codes that he has to that, pending the investigation. But I think Mr. Beaupre, Senator Beaupre, should be looked at from the standpoint of receiving information in the way that he did without requiring that this guy saddle up, that Mr. Voorhees, by setting him up and saying, look, if you're going to give us this information, we need you to come clean with where you got it. We'll protect you because we have attorneys on board that can couch you in the Whistleblowers Act, which is a law that protects people from doing certain things. Then that way it would have quelled or quashed Ritter's response, because it would have then made it legitimate, even though there's a question of legitimacy now based on how it was done. If he had come clean, as you had said earlier, before the last segment, it would have actually protected everybody, and then there would have been no question about why this was done. We could hearken back to that law. It could then be examined by a judge or other lawyers, but no one could call it illegal because of the law that exists.
Well, the way it stands now, it is illegal. And you know something else that would be interesting to look into? It'd be interesting to look in to see if Congressman Beaupre has any votes on any bills containing any whistleblower provisions, because as a congressman, he voted to strengthen the protections on the database, which is exactly...
Which dirties his hands, because he's now misused the law that he's tried to support to protect other people from the misuse of the database, which I can understand. But it's stupid on both ends. That you have... It looks like Beaupre is going to give this guy up from other sources that I hear. It seems like they're distancing themselves. I have a problem with that. He did benefit from this information, so he thought. It's blown up in his face now because of how he got it. Ritter is using it as a way to justify his duplicity in terms of letting somebody go because they plea bargained. But that's the system. So you have
I don't think Bill Ritter is duplicitous at all in what he did. When you go around and you talk to DAs all over the country,
they make deals.
And you talk to the Attorney General of the state of Colorado, and you talk to the Denver's most prominent public defender, who says that he butted heads with Ritter many times,
right,
and that this kind of stuff goes on.
It's done all the time. I've got first cousins that are attorneys in the South, in Louisiana. And you want to talk about a place that makes deals?
Well, they plea bargain. But, you know, here's the thing that people don't understand. And I think Bill Ritter makes an important point about this, and the media doesn't grasp onto it, and the public doesn't grasp onto it, that because somebody is charged with a crime,
right,
and because somebody is facing trial, it doesn't always mean that it's going to work out. There is evidentiary problems. There are other problems connected. And so rather than letting the person just walk, you try to get them on what you can.
Right.
And DAs around this country routinely do that kind of stuff.
And if someone gets... What makes me angry is that when people try to play the little people like myself for idiots, I guess I get angry on both ends of the spectrum, because what you're looking at is you've got two individuals, Beaupre and Ritter. They want an outcome. What people have to look at is, what do these people want from us? And what they want power. That's what the issue is. The big thing is, there's a particular pearl that's on the table that both of these characters want. When they try to play us as the public, we're going to have to grow up and realize that, as Benjamin Franklin said, when he said, when he was required to answer to, well, what have you wrought? Well, a republic if you have the courage to keep it. I'm paraphrasing, but with a republic like we have, we have to have the courage, which means even if your butt is tired after working a 14-hour shift, if you don't want to work a 20-hour shift, you're going to have to grow up and read the referendums and learn about your laws, because whether you like it or not, This is a wonderful system. It's the best on earth. But whether you like it or not, it requires that you be an adult in terms of how you learn to perceive what's happening to you.
I agree 100%. Anthony, thank you, man. Great call. Let's go to Rich on a cell phone. Rich, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wanted to comment on the whole, you know, look at the big picture altogether. And, you know, and I was listening to the comments of your last caller, you know, saying that, well, you know, it's done all over the place. Well, my question is, well, is this done more often because the person may have been illegal to avoid deportation?
No.
No?
No,
well,
because
first of all,
realize what the law is. The deportation of illegal immigrants is not up to and is not handled by the state, any state. It's a federal problem that the federal government has to deal with. That's number one. Number two, district attorneys all over this country, on a daily basis, plea bargain cases. They do it for numerous reasons. One, because they're not sure they can win. Two, because rather than going into court and losing the case totally and the guy walks free, at least they get him on something and they have something down on his record. I mean, this goes on all the time. But the crux of this discussion right now is not about whether Bill Ritter did the right or wrong thing in this alleged case, and we don't know totally what the story is here because we don't know totally about the information. The idea is you've got a guy running for Congress, once again, who's running from a party that has spent 30 years sticking its finger in our faces and lecturing us about lawbreaking, about responsibility, about all of these things, and then he turns around and he receives illegal information. And I'd like to know legally, I'm not a lawyer, but I'd like to know legally what the difference is between that and receiving stolen goods. He takes illegal information and then puts it on a campaign ad and then turns around and tries to spin it to the public that this guy was a heroic whistleblower.
So let's take that point there. Now, why is this information illegal to have? Shouldn't that be public records?
No, because there's some law enforcement information that is kept under wraps that only legitimate representatives of law enforcement are allowed to get their hands on. And Bob Beaupre believed in this idea because, as a congressman, he voted to strengthen those protections.
So then, if this person was such that type of a person that he's in that crime database, then why is he still here? Is someone trying to hide something?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But to me, that could be part of your point. But the bigger thing is you've got a crime that's been committed here. Somebody went into that database, took that information, gave it to an unauthorized person. Is that a crime? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't disregard that at all. I'm just looking at the big part of the bigger picture too. Not just that, you know, someone committed a crime obtaining this information. But why is it there, and why is it, you know, sometimes from what I've read, I feel like they're trying to hide something.
Well, I think that's something you should bring up. I think that the reason of why the guy is still in the country, or why he was able to, allegedly, because we don't know, but why he was allegedly able to go to San Francisco, I think that's something that you got to bring up with the federal government, because that's their responsibility. And for guys like Bob Beaupre and for others who run for statewide office, to run around and scream about immigration, they're lying to the public in this state because they are not capable of solving the problem. Only the federal government can solve the problem of deportation. It's out of their hands legally. They're being disingenuous when they get into that.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Okay, man, take care. It's 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we have a minor problem northbound 25 just after Colfax, causing a snag for your downtown drive. Southbound lanes, of course, stacked up now 38 to Spear. Also, a disabled vehicle southbound 225 between Yosemite and I-25. Looks like that one is gone, but we're still really busy on that stretch through the tech center. Nice cruise along the turnpike. No wrecks, just filling in eastbound Federal to Pecos. We are still dealing with crash cleanup and the resulting delay at 104th and Sheridan. Weather today, mainly Mostly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind, looking for a high of 66. Right now it's 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is celebrating its earliest opening in its 60-year history and one of the longest ski seasons in North America. Skiers and riders can enjoy two runs and four features in the terrain park. Season passes start at $229. Call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
The politicians against Amendment 38 say we don't need petition rights. They say we should trust them instead. Yeah, right. Like the Colorado senator who wrote that her votes would depend on getting $1,400 in cash. She resigned in disgrace. Or the Colorado House leader who billed taxpayers for time in Hawaii, studying for the bar exam, which he flunked. Total check, $23,000 in tax-free cash. He lost his post. Or the politician who took millions in bribes. He's now in prison. Or the one caught on tape taking $100,000, later found in his freezer? Now that's cold hard cash. He's going to prison. Had enough. Ready for reform? Trust the voters. Trust yourself. Please vote on Amendment 38, the Petition Rights Amendment. Give yourself the power.
Paid by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 7:36, 36 minutes after 7. High today, 65, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. This show, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can also stream it at am760.net, or you can instant message me at am760.net. We're talking about Beaupre and the ill-gotten information and the whole debate surrounding this ill-gotten information. And I got a very interesting instant message here. From, I believe her name is Sandra. She says, your current caller, the one at 7:25 a.m., had missed a significant point about the whistleblower blower law. The law was put into a place to protect people who expose illegalities within their work environment. Bill Ritter did not break the law. There was nothing illegal reported in the immigration agency, nor was there anything illegal reported in the NCIC. Voorhees was just mad at Ritter. Voorhees is not protected, nor would he ever be protected under the law. If he could have been, then Beaupre's lawyers would have covered that. They didn't because they couldn't. Voorhees took advantage of his access to classified information for political gain. He broke the law. It is the job of Beaupre and his people to know how information is collected. But at 15 points down, what's a guy to do? He's tried. He got caught. Well, how about that? What about that idea? Here's another one from Vince. I served as a juror recently, and the DA told us that another main reason they plea bargain is that they simply do not have the resources to try every case. She said Arapahoe County itself has something like 17,000 cases last year, which, of course, is far too many to bring to trial. So there's another instant message. And I think I have one more on this, too. My question about Beaupre is, if a whistleblower is so noble, why would he have to release this to the Beaupre camp? Why wouldn't the guy release it directly to the Denver Post? Well, because it's obvious he was a partisan. That's why, and that's what he ended up. That's why he did what he did. Let's go to John on a cell phone. It says people get fired for going into databases. So we can get him on here. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, like I told your producer, I'm a police officer, and my agency, I know people that have, we've had, like, civilian record techs who have just cleared like, Bronco players and other athletes through NCIC and CCIC, and they've ended up getting fired. It's listed on the database that this is for law enforcement purposes only. If it was something where anyone could access it, you know, it would be used for justice, you know, partisan politics. And, you know, I can't just go into the database and clear you to find out where you're living or what your criminal history is.
Mm.
It's just illegal, unless I have an absolute reason to do it.
And when you go in there to the database, does it warn you? Does a little box come up and say, and you give you a warning, and then you got to check it or whatever you have to do to go forward?
It basically tells you on pretty much every screen that this is for law enforcement purposes only. That the information provided is only for law enforcement. It has, you know, to access the database itself, you have to be cleared specifically through the state. You have to take a class, especially if you're like a dispatcher. And my wife's a police dispatcher, and she had to go through a specific class just to learn how to use the database. So it isn't something where you can kind of like just call up and get into NCIC. It's a pretty complicated system.
So do you see this guy as being a whistleblower, or do you see this guy as just being a criminal?
I don't know about being a criminal, but he committed a crime, so I guess he is a criminal. But it seems more like he's just a political hack more than anything. He was just probably just angry with Ritter or wanted to see, you know, to boost Beaupre. And, you know, what he did was wrong. And chances are, depending on the department and what they decide to do with him, he can end up losing his job. And he might actually lose his commission as being a law enforcement officer, depending on what they decide to do with him.
Wonder what happens if, say, for instance, you go in there illegally. I'm just using this as an example, and you take something out of there, and then you give it to me. Could I get in trouble from taking the information from you? Do you know?
That I'm not exactly sure of. I wish I knew, but chances are it's going to be more of my responsibility because I'm the one that had the access to it, and I'm the one that went along and used it for non-law enforcement purposes.
Hmm. All right. How long you been on the job, John?
12 years.
Man, I know that this is very, with some people who are progressive and liberal, it's very unpopular to say this, but I don't mind saying it. I have the highest respect and the greatest love for law enforcement officers because the men and women of law enforcement work so hard and do so much and get such little credit, and only the ones who do bad things end up getting the headlines. But the ones who do the good stuff every single day, they never, ever, ever, ever get talked about. John, I'm glad you called the program. I'm glad you're listening, man. And you know what? Be safe out there, will you?
All right. Thank you, Jay. Thanks for your support.
You got it 100%, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. Police are good people. And do they have bad cops? Yes. But they've got bad in everything. Talk show hosts, everything. 742, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Are you buying the Beaupre argument that the guy who got into this database is a whistleblower, or are you of my mindset that to me he broke the law and that what, and so did Beaupre's campaign and what they're doing And what they're saying just doesn't hold up. It's kind of funny, actually. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Gee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil. How about you?
Good. That last call, John, he hit it right on the head in terms of the guy's not a whistleblower. He's a political hack. I think that the definition of a whistleblower, you know, is somebody that, as it's occurring at the time, if this guy's so worked up, he should have been blowing the whistle while Ritter was doing it, and not, you know, not all of a sudden popping up in a campaign that talking about something that happened years and years ago. That's not a whistleblower. That's a political hack. And, you know, I was listening to another large radio station. I listen to you every morning, but my wife's alarm clock came on, and there's another news station. And they were pretty free and easy with the term whistleblower, so I actually called their news director and said, you know, you're using a term from Beaupre's campaign. You know, you're just throwing it around real free and easy, like everybody assumes that this guy is a whistleblower, and he's not. And for you to do that is irresponsible. So, you know.
And what did they say?
Well, his response was that, you know, I wrote the story, and I attributed the campaign to this. You know, I attributed this term to the campaign. And I said, well, you may have written the story for it to go that way, but your news people that are reading it are not reading it that way. And it goes, you know, it's kind of the MediaMatters.com, that, you know, the stuff that you have all the time is they let these terms just bleed into the mainstream news, and then somebody starts saying, well, yeah, this guy's a whistleblower. No, he's not. You know, he's a hack. And I guess my point on that just is, you know, either they're in favor of Beaupre's campaign or they're lazy. But either way, in my opinion, it's unacceptable. So I made the call.
Yeah, I think when you catch something like that, I think whether it's me and I screw things up. I mean, I think everybody does. I think you should definitely email or get on the horn or, you know, take somebody to task for it for sure. And I'm with you. This guy's no whistleblower. He's no whistleblower at all. And as the woman indicated in the instant message, whistleblowing is about breaking the law on the job. Bill Ritter did not break any law, so there's nothing to whistleblow. This is a guy who, you're right, wants to help Bob Beaupre, wants to help his campaign. So Bob is up there now spinning this, that this guy is this heroic whistleblower, and it's like, Bob, stop lying to us.
Right.
Just level with us. You took information that you weren't entitled to. You know, John Marshall, your campaign, the guy who runs your campaign, took information, you guys took information you weren't entitled to, and you got caught.
Right.
Now take some responsibility for what's gone on. You know, I can't remember a time when the GOP, and I know I'm being partisan in saying this, but I can't remember a time in which the GOP has had so much happen to it that they don't want to take responsibility for, that it's always somebody else's fault.
Right. Well, I just want to let you know, Jay, I love your show, and, you know, I've been listening to you almost since the day you started, and, you know, if your show's not on, maybe I don't make the call. So you're doing good work out there.
Appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon. All right, three open lines here at 303-713-7600. Do you buy the idea that this guy who gave this NCIC information to the Beaupre campaign, that he is a courageous whistleblower? That he's a truthful individual and a whistleblower, or is the guy a political hack? And I'd love to have a lawyer call up and answer the question, did the Beaupre campaign receive what would be tantamount to stolen information? It's 7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we're going to see a major jam right now, westbound I-70 approaching Ward Row. We had a jackknife semi and possibly some other vehicles involved in that crash. Right now, it's in the left lane. Of course, your fast lane, you need to move right to get around that. Again, westbound I-70 at Ward Road. Still have a pretty nice ride elsewhere. Starting to see pretty heavy traffic now on 225 through Aurora, northbound Colfax to I-70, southbound Yosemite to I-25. 6th Avenue really picking up now, eastbound lanes out of Lakewood, Sheridan to I-25. Weather today, mainly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind. High of 66, currently 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is celebrating its earliest opening in its 60-year history and one of the longest ski seasons in North America. Skiers and riders can enjoy two runs and four features in the terrain park. Season passes start at $229. Call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Vern Dogstatter is running for Congress. But did you know that Vern Dogstatter picks his nose?
I was in first grade with Vern, and I remember seeing him pick his nose once on the playground. Oh, and he spilled his milk in the cafeteria once, too.
Vern Dogstatter, nose picker, milk spiller. Would you want to shake hands with him? This message paid for by the Committee to Get Rid of Stupid, Irritating Commercials.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
PetSmart brings you
Halloween!
Honey, which costume do you think is scarier? The zombie pirate or the evil clown?
I thought you were going as an astronaut.
Not for me, for the dog.
Bring your pet to the PetSmart Halloween costume party on October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be a pet party with prizes for the best costume, and you can get an exclusive glow-in-the-dark photo frame with a picture of you and your pet for only $4.95 with your Pet Perk Savings Card. A costume party for pets. That's smart. Pet Smart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Tonight on the phenomenon that is Heroes.
It happened. It was real. I flew.
Ordinary people discovering extraordinary abilities.
These are the key to saving us.
And tonight, a clue is revealed that will bring them one step closer to their destiny.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
Tonight's the night for Heroes. Plus, an all-new Deal or No Deal and Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. NBC Tonight.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Hey, stop and I'm going to go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom, and I see you again.
Good morning, 7:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 65, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, Ed Schultz. And our Monday morning take it. Hey, right now we're talking about Bob Beaupre and the NCIC scandal that has hit his campaign. Let's go to Cindy on a cell phone. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I had a few points. Sandra kind of took one of my points, is that this guy cannot be a whistleblower because Bill Ritter did not do anything illegal. That was a big point to me. And so people stop calling him a whistleblower. It does not apply.
So what do we call him, a tattletale?
You call him a lawbreaker.
A lawbreaker.
Call
well,
him
a lawbreaker. Yeah, all right.
The truth of the NCIC is that it not only contains information about convictions, it contains warrants, information on people who have not been convicted and are presumed innocent. And if you allowed people to use the information on that system for personal use, oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, people would use it on their next-door neighbor that they don't like because their dogs bark or whatever. It's ridiculous to think that this information ought to be public knowledge, for one thing. And, you know, another thing that, well, there are several things about this that bother me, but one of the things is that Beaupre's campaign probably knows where the information came from.
Oh, of course they know where it came from.
And if they knew where it came from, yes, they did break the law by disseminating this information. The problem there is that they are presumed innocent. We have to presume that they did not know, and we have to be able to prove that they know. And probably you can't prove that, you know, without the person actually fessing up and saying, yeah, he told me where he got the information. They could be charged with a crime if they knew where the information came from, and if the DA in that particular area could prove that they knew that. They probably can't prove it, therefore they're presumed innocent, oddly enough, and you can't prosecute them. And another thing, you know, this case, everybody's making an assumption that it was an ironclad case, that we could absolutely prove that this guy had been dealing heroin or whatever it was he was charged with, and you don't know the specifics of the case, that the evidence in the case may have been so slim that they were lucky if they could get him on, speeding, much less anything else. People don't realize how many cases are in the court system, and if you did not plea bargain these cases, the court system would be so backed up you'd be letting murderers and rapists out. And I'm not kidding about that. That's absolutely true. And another thing is that in most big city areas, the metropolitan areas like Denver, you do not have a DA who is actually trying the cases. They rarely ever, if ever, go into a courtroom and try a case. It's all left up to their ADAs, and they have guidelines, yes, but they cannot sit there and look at every case and say, yes, I want you to try this one, plea bargain that one. They can't do that. It's not realistic. So the chances are pretty good that he never even saw this case, that he was relying upon his ADAs to use their best judgment in prosecuting or not prosecuting the case. That's reality. I'm sorry, people, but unless you want to pay a hell of a lot of tax dollars to open up a lot more courts and employ a lot more DAs and judges, you're stuck with plea bargains. Get used to it.
Boy, but people who support Beaupre will not accept anything that you're saying.
Well, then I guess they need to pony up and pay some of those tax refunds they got from George Bush to open up more courts and hire more ADAs and more court clerks and all the expense that goes with prosecuting every tiny little case to the full extent of the law. You know, you have choices, and if you're not willing to pay the tax dollars to do that, you have to live with the consequences that some cases are going to have to be plea bargained because the evidence may not be strong enough to take to court. It's reality. I've worked in courts before. I've got a brother that's an ADA in Texas, and it's something you have to live with. And, you know, until all those rich, you know, what's out there are willing to shell out all their tax refunds and so forth fund the justice system more than they do, you know, you're just going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, and this is not an honest debate being spurred on by Beaupre's people. This is just a political attack BS.
Absolutely not. And they broke the law. I'm more than confident myself that they broke the law, that they knew this guy got obtained this information illegally. And believe me, everyone who's ever worked in a court or for a police department knows that you cannot use this information for personal gain and or for the gain of some friend or whatever. You cannot do that. It's absolutely forbidden. And there are good reasons for that. You know, if you had been, if somebody had accused you of a crime and you'd been arrested for it and you didn't do it and your name is on this database, you don't want that becoming public
exactly.
knowledge.
Exactly. You're
right.
Exactly 100% right. Hey, Sydney, thank you. I appreciate the expertise and the call.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, he may run for the presidency. I wonder how many of you have even thought about it. His name is Barack Obama. We'll talk about it coming up next year on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Muslim holy month ends the way it began in Iraq with bloodshed. 44 Iraqis and 5 more American soldiers have been killed by the latest round of shootings and bombings. CBS's Laura Logan describes one deadly attack.
Relatives coming to retrieve their dead from a Baghdad morgue have no doubt their loved ones were killed for one reason only, being Shiites. Stunned Shiite survivors of a bloody ambush described how as new police recruits, they were deployed to one of the most dangerous Sunni provinces, given only 5 bullets each and sold out to Sunni insurgents.
On the CBS News Early Show, White House Counselor Dan Bartlett said the United States won't turn its back on Iraq, but he said things have to change.
We're going to constantly adapt our strategy, but we are going to prevail, and it's going to require the Iraqis themselves to step up and take more responsibility, and that's something that we'll be impressing upon them in the weeks and months ahead.
Democratic Senator Joseph Biden wasn't as diplomatic.
We should tell them straight up now, get a political settlement or you're on your own, Jack.
20 years behind bars. That's what former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling could be looking at when he's sentenced in Houston a few hours from now.
I think Skilling could help his chances and certainly not hurt them if he were finally at the sentencing to express some degree of regret or remorse for his role in the demise of Enron, but I don't see that happening.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Flooding along the rain-swollen Neches River, 80 miles southeast of Houston, has destroyed 40 homes and driven some people out of the FEMA trailers they've called home for the past year. Jeff Kelly is in charge of emergency management in Orange County.
Those that were impacted by Hurricane Rita and maybe just now getting back up on their feet or still in the FEMA trailers and then have this happen, it's a tough life.
Not in my backyard. The backyard is in Malibu, and one of the people who objects to building a natural gas facility 14 miles offshore is the actress Halle Berry.
I'm here as a person of this community today who cares about the environment and the community in which so many people live. Everybody needs to come out, really, and have a voice. My voice is no more powerful than anybody else.
Pierce Brosnan, Jane Seymour, and Dick Van Dyke were among the other Hollywood celebrities who joined the protest. English teachers have decided it's time to go back to teaching English. CBS's Lou Miliano explains.
You learn how a sentence is constructed, where the verbs and adverbs, the prepositions and nouns go. Grammar. But it was put aside back in the 70s for a more holistic approach to English. But with the lowest verbal SAT scores since 96 and crops of high school grads unable to write a college paper with a passing grade, grammar is on its way back into the classroom. The National Council of Teachers of English has reversed its opposition. Soon students will know a subordinate clause is not a worker in Santa's toy shop. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead almost 28 points. NASDAQ is up a fraction. This is CBS News.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. They say his name is Jeff Ingram, but he still doesn't remember anything. Denver police say the amnesia victim who turned up in the metro area more than a month ago was identified by family and friends in Washington State. They spotted his picture on national TV. Ingram saw the pictures of the family and friends. He's frustrated, though. He doesn't remember anyone still. Doctors don't know if Ingram will ever get his memory back. Longmont is tired of trains, actually train horns. The city is willing to spend as much as $6 million to find a way to stop the noise. It is a federal requirement that engineers blow the horns at railroad crossings. Gas prices declining.
Gasoline prices have fallen another 8 cents per gallon, with self-serve regular now at $2.20 per gallon. It's a total of 82 cents since August 11, 10 weeks ago.
AAA says the average price, $2.20 in the metro area. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, Corey, well, our biggest problem right now is actually a pretty big issue, a jackknife semi on westbound I-70 at Ward Road. We do have a fast lane blocked there. We got gridlock behind it stretching toward Kipling. Curiosity slowing on the eastbound side, so this is definitely an area you want to avoid if you can. Heavy volume as well, eastbound I-70 from Brighton to 270. I-76 loaded up, and peak volume southbound 25 getting into downtown. Weather today, mainly sunny, much warmer, some light southwest wind, high of 66, currently 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Keller Graduate School of Management offers 7 master's degree programs in business and technology, including 15 MPA concentration. Attend classes in Denver, Westminster, Colorado Springs, or online. Visit keller.edu or call 303-329-3000.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Are you looking for a career in sales? Comcast is looking for outside residential sales professionals. Join them Tuesday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Radisson North in Thornton. That's the Greystone Castle on 120th Avenue. Comcast is an equal opportunity, affirmative action, drug-free workplace employer.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin chugging along here on a Monday morning. I hope everything's going good with you. High today, 65, mostly sunny skies. Ed Schultz had an emergency and will not be with us this morning. And we hope that everything is okay with Big Ed. Let's get into something that I've longed to talk about for a long, long time. We at least, on 3 to 4 different occasions on this show, have talked about 08. And we've at least, on 3 or 4 different occasions on this show, talked about Hillary Clinton, who is a very, 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 very polarizing person, at least among liberals and progressives. Some of you are crazy about her. Some of you absolutely cannot stand her. Some of you like her but don't believe that she can win. Mark Warner recently dropped out of the presidential race. And so we kind of feel that Hillary's the front runner because we really don't know of anybody else who really is out there other than maybe Russ Feingold might make a decision. Wesley Clark could get back into it. John Edwards is probably going to run. John Kerry is probably going to run. And I thought John Kerry did a great job on Meet the Press this Sunday. So you've got those names out there. And now there's another name that has emerged. This guy is red hot. He's on the cover of Time magazine. I believe he was on the cover of Time magazine last week. And he talked about the idea of running for president yesterday on Meet the Press on NBC. And that's Barack Obama, the freshman senator from Illinois. And here's what he had to say. He and Tim Russert were talking.
You've been a United States senator less than 2 years. You don't have any executive experience. Are you ready to be president?
Well, I'm not sure anybody is ready to be president before they're president. Ultimately, I trust the judgment of the American people that in any election they sort it through. And that's we have a long and rigorous process. And should I decide to run, if I ever did decide to run, I'm confident that I'd be run through the paces pretty good, including on Meet the Press.
Well, 9 months ago, you were on this program, and I asked you about running for president. And let's watch and come back and talk about it. When we talked back in November of 2004, after your election, I said there's been enormous speculation about your political future. Will you serve your full 6-year term as United States Senator from Illinois? Obama, absolutely.
I will serve out my full 6-year term. Tim, if you get asked enough, sooner or later you get weary. and you start looking for new ways of saying things. But my thinking has not changed.
But so you will not run for president or vice president in 2008?
I will not.
You will not?
Well, that is how I was thinking at that time. I don't want to be coy about this, given the responses that I've been getting over the last several months. I have thought about the possibility, but I have not thought about it with the seriousness and depth that I think is required. My main focus right now is in the 06 and making sure that we retake the Congress. After November 7th, I'll sit down and consider it. If at some point I change my mind, I will make a public announcement and everybody will be able to go at me.
But it's fair to say you're thinking about running for president in 2008.
It's fair, yes.
All right, there's Barack Obama with Tim Russert, and it's fair to say he's thinking about running for the presidency. By the way, he'll be here in Aurora on Tuesday to headline a Get Out the Vote rally for 7th Congressional District candidate, our buddy Ed Perlmutter, and other Democrats. Obama will emphasize Perlmutter's campaign focus on bringing change to Washington. The event is scheduled for 3 in the afternoon at the Aurora Fox Theater. That's 9900 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora, and there'll be a private fundraising reception coming up at 2:30 in the afternoon, which will precede the event. By the way, Bill Clinton, I believe, will be here for Ed Perlmutter coming up on November the 1st. But my question to you is Barack Obama an attractive candidate to you for the presidency of the United States? Would you be inclined to vote for him, or do you think that he's only a freshman senator and hasn't had enough experience and that he may be trying to go for this too soon? Do you see him as being maybe a viable alternative, as somebody who could stop Hillary Clinton? And here's something else that we have to sit down and think about. When you think about Hillary Clinton, you think about the idea, and I've asked you this many times on the program, I've asked you, well, do you think that this country could accept a woman as a president of the United States? Could this country accept an African-American man as the president of the United States? My first inclination. My first answer would be I don't care what color they are as long as they're qualified, and I have no problem at all with an African-American president. As a matter of fact, I think it'd be kind of a really great idea. I think it'd really be, I would love to see that within my lifetime. To me, that would just be a crowning achievement to see that happen within my lifetime. And I think maybe for a lot of people, for a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals, a lot of people my age, even a lot of moderates my age, of my so-called quote-unquote generation, as one emailer said to me the other day, it would be quite something to see that happen within our lifetimes. But does Obama have the necessary credentials to make this happen? Now, one of the things you got to look at is that George W. Bush was the governor of the state of Texas, and he had no foreign policy experience, and that he didn't have this big, weighty resume, and he ran and has been elected twice. And, of course, I think most of us who listen to this radio station would sit down and we would say, well, he hasn't done such a great job. But Jimmy Carter was a governor and came from Georgia. And, you know, his presidency is kind of a mixed bag, although I really love him, and he's one of my favorite just people, period, one of my favorite presidents, period, because he tried so hard, and he really does have a good, clean heart and a good, clean soul. And if you read any of his, I mean, to me, he's a true Christian, and if you read any of his writings, I mean, his books are inspirational. But he was only a governor. Ronald Reagan was only a governor and basically had an acting background. And he went on to be the president of the United States. He also mounted an inter-party challenge at one time, which he lost on the way to the presidency, one election year. So what are the pros and cons of Barack Obama, and how much about him do we really know? We can go look at his senatorial votes. We can read his new book that's out, which he talks about his philosophies about things. How attractive is he to you, and do you think that he has a chance to win? Because do you think, and this is a sad, in a lot of ways, it's a sad question to ask in the year 2006, but I think it's a question you have to ask, which is, if this guy were to run for president or vice president, do you think the United States of America is ready for an African-American president? Would we accept an African-American president? Now, you look at the South and look at the Harold Ford Corker race that's going on in Tennessee, in which Harold Ford is currently in the lead in that race. Now, Harold Ford is from the Memphis area and is African-American, but is not running into any trouble, and Tennessee is considered to be a southern state, and doesn't seem to be running into any trouble there. Could the South basically be changing, and could that whole thing with the South be gone? I have relatives who live in the South, but I have to confess to you that working 17, 18 years in the South, Mary and I have not lived in the South now for a long, long time. But I think these are questions that need to be asked about whether Obama has a chance. Would this country accept an African American as a president? You and I might, but what about the rest of the country? And what about, for instance, rural Colorado, which has a tendency, people tell me, to be a lot more conservative? What about people in Alabama? What about people in Georgia? Could an African-American run for president of the United States on a national ticket and possibly win? 303-713-7600. And if we got into a primary situation, where would you go if it came down between Obama and Hillary? That would be another interesting thing that people would have to choose on. All right, we'll take your calls about Obama running for the presidency and the idea of an African-American man running for the presidency, which, if I sound like I'm making a big deal out of this, it is a big deal. Depending on how long you've been on the planet. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's talk about how traffic's running.
Thanks, Jay. Well, you can expect major delays for westbound I-70. We've had this jackknife semi at Ward Road, and the delays there are extending all the way back to Kipling. So not a good spot right for us right now. You're going to catch the delays as well on the eastbound side as folks slow down to take a look. Again, this is in Wheat Ridge, westbound I-70 at Ward Road. Bail at Sheridan, if you want, use 32nd around it. Elsewhere, we couldn't ask for a better Monday commute. Normal congestion forming along I-25 through the downtown area. 225, pretty heavy now, Alameda to Iliff, as is eastbound C-470, Broadway to University. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer, some light southwest winds, high of 66, currently 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is celebrating its earliest opening in its 60-year history and one of the longest ski seasons in North America. Skiers and riders can enjoy two runs and four features in the terrain park. Season passes start at $229. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out arapahobasin.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Warning, if you're about to buy a storage building for your home, you're about to spend thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're U.S. Buildings, the largest manufacturer of arch-style steel buildings. Nobody sells top-quality steel buildings for less. You could pay almost $25,000 for a backyard garage somewhere else, but we can give you a top-quality steel building for less than $9,000, so you can save 60% or more. Call now and get our full-color catalog free at 1-800-300-6286. At U.S. Buildings, our buildings are so strong and durable, they're actually hurricane rated. Made with only the sturdiest, highest grade steel shipped direct from our factory. So you can build it yourself over a weekend and save 60% or more. So hurry, don't miss your chance to get a steal on a steel building. Call U.S. Buildings today and save 60% or more. And for a limited time, get delivery absolutely free. Call U.S. Buildings now at 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 65, mostly sunny skies here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, we'll take our look at the national media with Media Matters for America's Jameson Fosier. Right now, we're talking about Barack Obama, who appeared on Meet the Press yesterday and said he's thinking about running for the presidency. And do you think he can win? Do you like his chances? And what do you think about him? And is America ready for an African-American president? Let's go to Jim in Denver, who says Obama does not have a chance. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hopefully I don't lose you here. I'm coming across the hill here going into Boulder, and typically I lose a signal. If I do, I apologize. But, you know, I have a couple of – you know, the first thing is there a possibility that he can win? I would think – you know, when I was coming up as a kid, I used to think that possibility truly existed. But today I'm not sure – that it does. I think things have, you know, as far as the opportunity or the attitude in the country, like minority or a woman, I think those attitudes have changed quite a bit, I think, within the country itself. Two, does he have the temperament to be president? I believe he does. I've listened to some of his opinions, even though he does not necessarily have the experience. He does have the temperament to be president. So in that sense, I think he's well as qualified, probably as Reagan, you know, as qualified as Clinton when he went in, and as probably much more qualified than Bush was when he went into the office. So in that sense, he's very qualified. The opportunity truly exists. No, it does not.
Well, I got to disagree. See, I don't take as bleak a reading as you do. I don't think color matters as much as what you have to say and what you stand for, and I think people in this country are rapidly reaching a point where they want people who will provide them with solutions, not further problems. And Barack Obama is a very thoughtful, smart guy. He's very articulate, and he's also shown that he can work in a bipartisan way to get things done. And he may just be in the right place at the right time to make it happen. The question is, can he generate enough cash? Can he get enough momentum going to be able to take on Hillary Clinton, who's certainly going to run? But I don't think that America would reject out of hand his candidacy simply because he's African American.
Well, what I think is, Jay, is that, you know, there is a significant, and, you know, when I say significant, that 15-20% of the population that would be against him strictly because of his race. Let's, you know, I once thought we would probably eventually by this time be a colorblind society, but we actually are not. And like I said, I've been on this journey a long time. I've been sort of, you know, within the civil rights movement, I'd probably say 45 years. I can remember the days when George Wallace stood in, you know, at the University of Alabama and blocked the days. In fact, I saw him personally. I used to live right around the corner from the University of Alabama. So, and I remember seeing him personally. At those days, I used to believe, you know, as a lot of people did, that eventually we would evolve into a colorblind society. It looked like the only logical way to go. And I think we have done quite a bit of evolution, but at the same time, I also see there are a lot of attitudes that are still out there. So I think given the circumstances of, one, being he's a Democrat, two, that there's going to be a significant 15-20% going to be anti him just because of his race, the possibility of getting somewhere over 50, you know, percent of the vote in this country, I think is that's a huge task. I mean, you just think the odds are against him. You know, in 20, 30 years, I think it would probably be an easy thing to do, but at this point in time, I just don't see him being able to get over that hump. Maybe he could get close, but I don't think getting over that hump is going to be a realistic expectation.
Hmm. Well, I guess on that, we just have to say that we see things differently. But, Jim, I appreciate the call, and have a safe drive.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right, you heard what Jim had to say. Is he right about that? Maybe I'm more optimistic about race relations than I ought to be. Maybe Jim's right and I'm wrong, because I'm not always right. Let's go to Bob on a cell phone. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Bob. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Yeah, Jay. They, as far as I'm concerned, in the Democratic National Convention when he spoke right then, I was hoping that he'd run right at that day. I was hoping they'd dump Kerry and put him in there next to Bush. This guy is so smart. I mean, it would be nice to have somebody that could be able to speak to the world instead of this idiot that we have in there right now. As far as him winning the down south white vote, it'd probably be rough, but after people heard him speak enough, I'm sure he could win them over. Thanks.
All right, pal. Thank you. Appreciate the call. He's got a marvelous way of speaking. He's very personable, and I've met him on numerous occasions, and had him on the air with me in Chicago. He once made a campaign stop at an old Jewish delicatessen on the south side of Chicago called Manny's, which was close to where Mary and I lived, and we just happened to be over there. And in walks Barack Obama and John Edwards. And he really is a humble, nice guy. Let's go to Mary in Denver. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Regarding Obama, I think that the American people are far more ready for an African-American than for a woman. And as a woman, that is a sad thing for me to say, and I wish it weren't the case. But I really feel that it would be much easier for people to accept an African-American man before a woman. And although I feel that Hillary is more qualified to be president than he is, I think he runs the risk of running too soon and maybe hurting himself in the long run. I think he'd be a great candidate in the future, but I don't know if 08 is the right time for him. But I just think that, you know, men can't handle a woman president, and I don't know when they'll
really
be able to handle it. No,
really?
I really
so?
Don't. I think it's much more socially acceptable to have a problem with a woman than it is to have a problem with an African-American.
Hmm.
You don't agree with that?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. I'm not sure I agree with the idea that America's not, that men can't handle women, a woman for president. Now, I wonder how many men out there who are listening have female bosses. I've had female bosses. I have a female boss. I don't have any trouble with it. I don't have any trouble. I wouldn't have any trouble with a female president. What
well,
exactly?
I wouldn't think that you would.
There's
a lot of men out there that are different from you.
Yeah, but what about it? What about that? What makes you think that, really? I mean, is it because men can't handle women in power positions?
Yeah, I really believe that. I think that they will start to focus on things that are completely irrelevant. You know, I mean, things like you know her family life, her
well, they
her
do that
hairstyle.
To yeah, but they do that to men too.
Not their hairstyle so much, but you know what I mean? Like if she gains weight or, you know, things like that that are just, you know, totally unrelated to anything, you know, those kinds of things I think will become issues, and the real issues will get lost.
Yeah, but
I don't know, maybe.
But I see the media doing that to men, too. I mean, I see that going on with men. Oh, he's like people say that about Al Gore. Oh, look at the weight he's gained.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I know. You know what we can do? All we can do here, you know, see what you're saying. There's no right or wrong to this. All we can do is ask other men to call in,
right,
and to comment on this and see what
right,
they
I
say.
I think you'd be interested to see what they think.
All right, Mary.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, I wouldn't have trouble with a woman or an African-American or, you know, I don't care what their race, creed, or color is. I don't give, you know, as long as they you know, have some the ability to govern and are rational and sane and are smart and know how to get things done, I'm not, but maybe men do have trouble with women. I've worked for several women bosses and have never had any trouble with them. I've had disagreements with them, and I've gotten crossways with them over their ideas, but it was never because they were a woman. 8:31, it's 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up, and let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Okay, Jay, well, we've got a real mess on I-70 westbound at Ward Road. This jackknife semi creating some major stop now back to Wadsworth. Eastbound hampered, of course, by all the rubbernecking, so you definitely want to seek an alternate around this. No let-up for a commute around town. Southbound 25 still stacked 104th to 84th, again into downtown. Eastbound routes at peak, including 6th Avenue, approaching I-25 and the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. We also had a wreck off the highway, 46th at Steele. Looks like we have a rolled SUV there. Weather today, mainly sunny, much warmer with some light southwest wind, high of 66, currently 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather today at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with an 07 Escape for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a brand new 07 Escape for just $15.9. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 with Jay Martin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One simple ballot issue is the Petition Rights Amendment. Petitions let us vote.
Amendment 38
protects our right to vote on ballot issues. Politicians are not enough. We need petitions as our voice in government.
Amendment 38
makes the process fair. Special interests fear petitions that reform government and clean up politics. They fear voters. Please vote on
Amendment 38.
The Petition Rights Amendment.
Made by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I've been talking about the matching down incentive on Rocky's Autos now for quite a while. That's where you put down $1,500 and they put down $1,500. And then what you end up getting is you end up getting $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Well, that matching down program is going to end at the end of this month. So if you've been thinking about taking advantage of it, get out there now because the matching down incentive is going to end. And every vehicle in Rocky's lot has been winterized, and you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And it's also a great time to shop for an all new all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. Rocky's has got a huge, diverse selection of late model clean used vehicles, over 600 on the lot. And this is a fact. When you buy a new car and you drive it off the lot, that car depreciates. So why not let somebody else take that depreciation and get yourself a good bargain at Rocky's Autos? And Rocky's is always decorating their huge showroom to get into the mood for the holidays. And right now, they've got free pumpkins, free jack-o'-lanterns for you and your kids. So stop on by. One pumpkin per customer, and it's absolutely free. Whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, stop by and pick up a pumpkin. And don't forget to check out Rocky's Autos on the internet at rockysautos.com. You can see the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, he handles that. See the inventory and see what Rocky's is all about. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv. Go out there and see Spanky, Freddie Labrato, all the gang working out of Rocky's. They're good folks. They're open tonight until 9. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until
what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes past the hour. High today is 65, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We'll get back to your calls about Barack Obama, but first we're going to take a couple of minutes here to visit with my buddy Jay Fawcett, running for Congress down there in the Springs in Congressional District 5. And, Jay, good morning, and thanks for getting back on the show.
Jay, it's great to talk to you this morning. 15 days to go. Pretty exciting here, man.
Yeah. You know, you've been on the you've been in the Wall Street Journal. You've been in the New York Times. Your race is attracting national coverage. That's pretty heady stuff for a guy who was once considered to be just a flat-out underdog.
Well, Jay, you know, I appreciate you having been there when we first started this and not telling me that. You encouraged me, and I think it's been the encouragement from the listeners on your show that's given us a lot of the energy in this race. And I have to tell you, we're building. The momentum is continuing to build. We've got a heck of a race here.
Yeah, you know what? We're all thrilled by it. And tell us some of the stuff you've got coming up here.
Oh, wow. Well, we've got a number of fundraisers. We have two more opportunities, we think, to debate with Doug Lamborn. And we're going to be continuing to go out into the communities and meet with individuals and folks at everything from house parties to fundraisers. So just nonstop between now and the election day.
And
plus we're up on TV, Jake. You know, that's a first for a Democrat in this district. Democrat has never been on TV before with political ads in this district, and we're hammering them hard.
And how are those ads being received?
Really well. What I find kind of amusing is that my opponent has not a very good learning curve. He rolled out his attack ads last Sunday, and pretty much everyone here in the district that I've talked to, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, have said, yeah, there he goes again.
Yeah, because of the primary that he waged, in which he pulled exactly the same thing, right?
That was it, to the point where he's under Federal Election Commission investigation right now for some of the cooperation that he may or may not have had with some of the other organizations outside his campaign. And I find it interesting, he never has repudiated those ads, even when they attacked fellow Republicans.
Hmm. Now, when do you think your next chance will be to debate Mr. Lamborn?
Well, supposedly we're going to have an opportunity on one of the competing talk shows here in Colorado Springs. I don't know if you want me to mention names and stations here this Friday.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's KVOR with Joe Bocelli from 4 to 6. That's the next one that we have absolutely locked down.
So that's going to happen for sure.
Well, as for sure as we can get with Mr. Lamborn, he has a habit of saying he may show up.
Oh, I see. So you don't have an ironclad commitment on Mr. Lamborn's part.
But I'll be there.
Well, that's, you know what? That's all that counts. if Lamborn doesn't show up, I guess he doesn't show up. I guess he doesn't want to appear in front of the public and take you on. And how about significant fundraising chances for folks?
Well, we're still pressing really hard on our website. That's FawcettForCongress.com. And we'd like folks to contribute through the web if they can. We're using that money to stay up on the TV. And it's really making a lot of difference in getting our message out.
That's great, man. Have you seen any polls lately?
Well, you know, Jay, now is the poll season, and they're all over the place. I had to laugh. There was one that came out last week from a local TV station, and they purported to make some statements about who was in the lead and who wasn't. We found it interesting here in the campaign. They robo-dialed our campaign headquarters phone number. So how's that for good methodology?
That's pretty sad, man. That's pretty damn sad.
You know, the Denver Post poll that we held earlier in the month, I think, was a really valid poll, and it showed us in a statistical dead heat, 37%, 37%. And when I get out and walk on the streets and just introduce myself and talk to people, that's pretty much what I'm hearing. I've had a lot of Republicans come up and say, you know, we've listened to you. We loaded up the debates we've had with Doug so far on YouTube. In fact, we made him the third most popular cut on YouTube last week from the debate down in Canyon City where he told a member of the audience to shut up. So we have people telling us all the time they've seen the debates, the clips. They're pretty much uninterested in his ads because they're the same old thing, and it's just great. You know, our message of reaching out to all parts of the political spectrum to solve problems really is kicking in here.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need people who are going to solve problems, not create more problems. Plug your website again.
Fawcett4Congress.com. F as in Frank, A-W-C-E-T-T, the digit 4Congress.com.
All right, everybody, give us Jay as much help as you possibly can. And we're watching that race with great interest. I think you're going to win. I think you're going to be the next congressman, and I think you're going to cause a huge national uproar.
Well, I'll tell you, Jay, we've had some 527s come in the last week. These are the issue-oriented organizations, and they've started running TV ads for us. The Democratic National Committee people are rolling in to help out. We laid a good, strong foundation here with the help of people like you and your listeners, and now it's paying off. And we're just going to keep building momentum for another 15 days, right to victory.
You're the man.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Thanks. Check in with us again, man, will you?
You bet.
Okay, take care, Jay.
We'll see you.
All right, there's Jay Fawcett running down there in Colorado Springs in Congressional District Number 5. Help him out. He's a great guy. All right, let's get back to the phones here about Barack Obama. We go to Kent in Lakewood. Kent, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hi. I think Barack Obama stands a pretty good chance if America could get to know him better, but I feel like there's a few intrinsic things about him that weren't looked at earlier on the program. One being that he is a senator, and there hasn't been a senator become president since Kennedy, I believe. So usually, you know, the people that were governors, they're already executives, and I think that's how come they get, you know, elected into the presidency. And the other thing is, I think that his name is just a little unfortunate, especially if you don't know him and what he's all about. Obama's a little too close to Osama for most of America, I think. And I just think, you know, if America can't get over this culture of fear that the Republicans have put on us for so long, being afraid of the, you know, the brown people coming over the border from Mexican and being afraid of basically everything in the world around us, that there's no way he's going to be able to get over that hump. And it's not so much that he's African-American, it's these other factors, you know?
Well, one of the reasons why it's very hard to go from being a senator to a president is because if you're in the Senate, you have to vote, and they have more of a voting record to tear apart than if you're a governor, where you're not so much in that position. The only decisions you have to make are either to propose legislation or to veto legislation, and it's a lot harder to pin you down and to get you on those things. But I think he's got a good voting record, and I don't agree with you about the name thing. I don't think the name thing will have any effect whatsoever. I really don't.
Well, yeah, like I say, it just seems to me, especially what we saw in the 2004 election, was people voting a lot from a more of a gut reaction and a certain fear. So I think to a wide amount of America that's just going to be, you know, his name just doesn't sound like, you know, somebody that you want to have be president of the United States. You know, I work with a few people who are, you know, extreme conservatives, and on name alone, I mean, this might be, you know, only 5% of the population, but
They probably wouldn't vote for a Democrat, though, no matter who you put up.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's a very good point. But I do agree with the previous caller that I think he has a better chance as a male than Hillary Clinton does, because she is a polarizer even within the Democratic Party, and I think Republicans just view her as, like, the devil. So, I mean, you know, I think he stands a better chance than her, but like I said, there are some obstacles he needs to get over. I think he really needs to familiarize himself with America, and I'd like to see it happen. And I think he would stand a chance, you know, if he can get over these couple of these hurdles. So that's all I really wanted to say.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thank
all
you
right,
so
thanks,
much.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, you got it.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. It's 845, 15 in front of 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Obama, Barack Obama, should he run for the presidency? Can he win? Can an African-American man win the presidency? And then also we had a woman call up and say that that there are a lot of men out there who would not vote for a woman. Is that true? Are there any of you men out there who want to come forward and just be honest about it and say, look, I won't vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman and I have trouble with women in power positions? 8:46:14, away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show available via podcast at am760.net or instant message me at the same place, am760.net. Here's Gina in traffic.
All right, Jay, we still have big delays right now for I-70 from Ward Road to I-25. Actually, both directions, it's due to this messed up semi. It's stuck in the westbound lane. So this is going to be a tough ride for a bit longer. You really want to steer clear of it. You have a lot of company still along 225 northbound at Iliff, southbound Yosemite as you head through the tech center. Excellent conditions still, though, for C-470 through Highlands Ranch. For the today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, some light southwest winds, high of 66, currently 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760. Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway 4 give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right. While supplies last, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. Peace of mind on a budget. Only at Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Vern Dogstetter is running for Congress. But did you know that Vern Dogstetter picks his nose?
I was in first grade with Vern, and I remember seeing him pick his nose once on the playground. Oh, and he spilled his milk in the cafeteria once, too.
Vern Dogstetter, nose picker, milk spiller. Would you want to shake hands with him? This message paid for by the Committee to Get Rid of Stupid, Irritating Commercials.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le frit.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick? Beat yourself up or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:30. 51. It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 65, mostly sunny. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And we're talking about Barack Obama. 303-713-7600. Do you think that he could do it? Let's go to Becky, who's been hanging on a cell phone. Becky, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I think this country is long overdue for a woman and an African-American, and I'd love to see Hillary and Obama on the same ticket. Unfortunately, I don't think they could win. I don't
Why?
Think.
Why don't you think they could win?
Well, I don't think Hillary could win no matter who her running mate is, just because I agree with Mary who called earlier. I don't think a woman can get elected in this country, as much as I hate to say that. And I don't think it's so much the man's vote, but the woman's vote. I think women are terrible when other women are concerned.
So you think it would be women who wouldn't vote for her?
I do. And a lot of it, I think, stems from the situation with Clinton when he was in the presidency, and a lot of women said, I'd have kicked him to the curb a long time ago. And women just don't forget those things. A lot of women didn't understand why she put up with him. As much as I loved Clinton as our president, I mean, that didn't make me happy either, but I think that a woman would have a real hard time getting elected. Now, if Hillary didn't run and Obama ran, I think he has a better chance, and I would love to see it happen. And if he stayed as visible the next 2 years as he has been lately, I think people would become colorblind where he's concerned. I think he's highly intelligent. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He relates to people who have had it rough growing up. And a lot of people in this country have it rough right now and would love to see somebody like that. And I think that kind of hurt Kerry when he ran, that a lot of people just felt he's so wealthy he can't even relate with most of us.
Well, so, I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about that. I think what the reason Kerry lost is because there were voter suppression. There was voter suppression tricks going on in places like Ohio on the part of Kenneth Blackwell. And also the other thing is that Kerry didn't respond properly.
Absolutely.
Kerry didn't respond within the news cycle to the charges that were leveled at him. He was he let too much get away, and then by the time he did start to respond, it was too late. Had he run another campaign, had he run a different kind of campaign, I think the election would have been a lot closer, and in fact, I think he probably would have won. But he didn't. And
yeah.
as far as women voting for other women, I wonder about that too. I wonder if,
I think that's the harder part. I don't think it's men so much as women. Women can be very difficult at times. I hate to say that, but
well, we all can be difficult. I don't know. That's interesting. I'd like to see a poll that would show the negatives or positives in regards to females in regards to Hillary.
But I think those two would make a wonderful pair. I think that Hillary does have the experience, but I also think she's highly intelligent. I think she'd make a great president, but I think a lot of people, like you say, think of her as the devil, you know, which I don't understand. I think she's great. But Obama, I think, is so intelligent, and I mean, his ideas are great, too, and I just wish he would stay very visible. And I think once people really got to know where he's coming from, they would become colorblind. So I think he would have a chance to win. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see him run, too. I'm with you. Becky, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to John. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was just going to say that I think that what people might not be tuning into too much with this discussion is the fact that, really, I think that the only way that a woman or a minority could really sweep an election they'd have to be from the South. They'd have to be pretty conservative, probably, too. I mean, the bulk of the country, unfortunately, is red states. And Democrats, when they get elected for president, tend to be from the South, like Clinton, Carter. So they have to appeal to sort of this I guess, the conservative side of the red states, but they also have to be able to appeal to California and New York. And I think that, you know, someone like a Hillary Clinton, she would for sure appeal to the most populous states, but I don't think she's going to ever appeal to those southern states. The only way that I think that a woman or a minority, at least anytime soon, would get elected is they would have to be kind of like a Maggie Thatcher or a conservative.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, there's a whole book out. I can't think of the guy's name who wrote it, but there's a whole book out challenging the theory that the Democratic Party even needs the South to begin with. But look what's going on in parts of the South now, where you've
it's
got
shifting.
Where you've got you know, Harold Ford leading in Tennessee. You've got McCaskill doing well, leading in Missouri. You've got areas that traditionally were not looked at as being places where Democrats could have a lot of success and haven't had a lot of success. For instance, Kansas, you've got 9 candidates running there as Democrats who switched parties from Republicans. And if you look at the polling that's out there now, the majority of America, and that includes the South, thinks that the GOP is out of touch and on the wrong track. So I think it depends on how
depends
much money you have. I think it depends on who you run. I think it depends on how you run that campaign.
You know, the only difficulty I think that with I think I have to echo with some of the women that said about Hillary. I think that, I mean, just my experience with the women that I know in my family, she's a really polarizing figure, especially among women. And so I think that, I think that might be a tough egg for her to particularly crack. And I think that Obama probably would have a better chance than she would in general because of that little fact. But you've converted me, because I have to admit that, you know, the tide does seem to be turning and people are starting to look at different factors.
Yeah, you know what? The tide is going to turn, and even if we don't pick up the House and the Senate in a couple of weeks, and I hope we do, but even if we don't, it still bodes well for 08. The country is beginning to shift, and they're beginning to see the GOP for what they really are. Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate the call, man.
Take care, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. Coming up next, Jameson Fosier, Media Matters for America, and then open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show available on podcast at am760.net.
Velocity presents the Gigantenormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says when it comes to Iraq, staying the course does not mean American troops are sitting ducks.
What we aren't doing is sitting there with our heads in the sand. We're completely changing, making tactical changes on a week-by-week basis.
Administration spokesman Dan Bartlett on the CBS Early Show did not confirm reports that U.S. officials are in Iraq to put pressure on the government there to meet certain timetables for disarming militias. Chaos in Baghdad today, where 2 roadside bombs went off, killing 3, wounding a dozen. Just one of a number of deadly incidents. CBS's Lara Logan is in the capital.
Tensions here rose with the spiraling death toll. More than 40 Iraqis killed on the last day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, as the country prepared for a feast that is to Muslims what Christmas is to Christians. Making it especially painful for the children, once again innocent victims of yet another suicide bombing in the Iraqi capital.
Hurricane Paul's getting closer to becoming a Category 3 storm with top winds of 110 miles an hour. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City says the storm's bearing down on Baja California, threatening spots still recovering from the last hurricane.
The danger with this storm is that it could hit Mexico twice, in Baja and then on the mainland. It's moving closer to an area that was hit by Hurricane John on August 31st. The Mexican government just lifted a state of emergency in the very same area where Paul is now headed.
There's big trouble in Orange County, Texas, near the Neches River. Heavy rain sent the river over its banks in some spots.
To add insult to injury, this area was impacted by Hurricane Rita rather severely last year, and there were some people that were still living in FEMA trailers, and of course those FEMA trailers were among the first to go under.
Local emergency director Jeff Kelly says some people were rescued in boats. In Houston, people who lost it all will get a chance to tell their story to former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling at his sentencing.
It's going to be very emotional again in court, especially when some of the victims of Enron speak. And I think the dynamic inside the courtroom will be fascinating, especially if Skilling himself says something to them or to the judge when he gets a chance to speak.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Skilling could get up to 20 years and he faces millions in fines. Plea deals are expected today in Atlanta from two of three people accused of conspiring to steal trade secrets from Coca-Cola to sell them to Pepsi. When the diagnosis is breast cancer, it's often the worst news for black women. The
overall survival is 10% worse.
And University of Texas researcher Wendy Woodward says there may be a very good reason for that. A study there finds black women get more aggressive tumors and are often harder to treat. It was thought the higher death rate was due to inadequate health care or seeing a doctor when it was too late. Checking the action on Wall Street, a strong day for stocks. The Dow is ahead 73 points, and the NASDAQ is up 15. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Denver firefighter we told you about that was hurt in a house fire near Quebec and Colfax last night. His condition is serious, according to the latest update this morning. The unidentified veteran firefighter is in stable condition, though, after experiencing breathing problems in the fire last night. Denver's mysterious amnesia owl, found wandering the streets with no memory of who he was for the last month, finally has a name. Went on national TV over the weekend. Family recognized him. He is 40-year-old Jeff Ingram. He still doesn't remember anything, though. District Attorney Carol Chambers attending a hearing this morning to answer questions that will determine her political future. The prosecutor for Arapahoe, Douglas Elbert, and Lincoln counties accused of using her office to help a political friend is being investigated by the Colorado Supreme Court. The hearing starts at the Denver City County building now. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a late morning crash now. Eastbound lanes of C-470 between Broadway and University. That's right where we have our peak volume headed through there trying to get up to I-25. So just watch out for that one through Highlands Ranch. Northbound 25 at 38. That's right in the middle of your downtown drive, of course. Southbound side still clogged, 38 to Spear. And no real relief in sight for I-70. We still have a jackknife semi that's blocking lanes westbound at Ward Road.
Well, do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock, high today 65. Under mostly sunny skies. Okay, I blew it. You know what? Jameson Fosier and Media Matters for America is not until tomorrow, not today. I so desperately wanted it to be Tuesday because it means it's one day closer to the weekend. But wrong move on my part. It's not Tuesday. It's Monday. So it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be about Obama. It can be about anything. Anything that's on your mind. And there's always stories out there that you never get to. There's always stories out there you don't have time to get to. Here's one of them. Let me just mention it briefly. And you can call about anything you want to call about, but let me mention this briefly. This ran in the Los Angeles Times, and it ran on the 22nd of October. A company headed by President Bush's brother and partly owned by his parents is benefiting from Republican connections and federal dollars targeted for economically disadvantaged students under the No Child Left Behind Act. With investments from his parents, George H.W. and Barbara Bush, and other backers, Neil Bush's company, Ignite Learning, has placed its products in 40 U.S. school districts and now plans to market internationally. At least 13 U.S. school districts have used federal funds available through the president's signature reform, the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, to buy Ignite's portable learning centers at $3,800 apiece. The law provides federal funds to help school districts better serve disadvantaged students and improve their performance, especially in reading and math, but Ignite does not offer reading instruction, and its math program will not be available until next year. The Federal Department of Education does not monitor individual school districts' expenditures under the No Child Left Behind program, but sets guidelines that the states are expected to enforce. So that's pretty interesting. Making a little money off that, are you? The Bush family. And a Republican congressman's office is being sued for sexual harassment, according to Roll Call magazine. Representative Rodney Alexander, if that name sounds familiar, he's already embroiled in the Representative Mark Foley fiasco, now faces a new controversy as a former staffer has sued his office for sexual harassment. Elizabeth Scott, Alexander's former scheduler, claims that Royal Alexander, the congressman's chief of staff, engaged in a course of misconduct that included inappropriate sex-based comments, ogling and touching, and sexual advances. This is according to Scott's attorney. Scott told the congressman of his aide's alleged improper behavior, but the Louisiana Republican took no action to correct the situation. So we've got those stories out there floating around. All right, let's get back on the phones here. We go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to touch base on that presidential election. You know, personally, around all my buddies and all that I've been hanging around with the last 10 years, they personally would have a problem with a woman president. Me, on a personal note, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I know that I've worked for quite a few women bosses, and they got really good heads on their shoulders when they're educated. And, you know, anyone that's educated should have a good head on their shoulders. And, you know, as long as their personal opinions don't interfere with the business, then everything is great. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about looking out for the people, and if they can't look out for the people, then they shouldn't even be in there.
Well, why would your friends have trouble with a woman president?
Well, you know, I grew up with a lot of people that just you know, I mean, we ride bikes and all that, and their deal is, you know, we ain't going to have no woman president. Men are supposed to be king of the castle. And I, you know, I'm just looking at that like, yeah, whatever you think, buddy. You know, I mean, my wife lets me be king of the castle because she says so. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Well, that's really weird. That whole idea is really weird about how men should be king of the castle and women should know their place. And that stuff's really...
That's just like ancient times, you know. I mean, this is the 2000s. You got to look at it and have an open mind, and you got to be able to at least look and say, okay, this person has a good head on their shoulders. You know, let's listen and see what they have to say. And if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. If you do, you do. You know, everybody has their opinion.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's just kind of a weird idea that there are actually, you know, there are actually guys out there that would think that way.
Oh, yeah, I call them all Neanderthals.
You know, it's just a weird thing. It's like, yeah, okay, with a little woman back in the kitchen and all that. I don't get where that, I don't somehow, I don't make that connection. Ed, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, have a good day.
All right, take care. There are a lot of capable women. I don't understand what the problem would be here with a woman being the president. Vaughn in Denver. Vaughn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good. Just a couple of things. First of all, you know, the Harold Ford race, I know I've heard you say a couple of times that he's ahead in the polls, but, you know, and I'm definitely rooting for Harold Ford, but I would be surprised if he's not soundly beaten in Tennessee. I think a lot of, you know, kind of closet racists and people who are just not comfortable with the idea of a black man representing them on a statewide basis will come out and vote against him, that probably are being missed in the polls, or people, you know, aren't necessarily telling the truth to the people that are doing the surveys or whatever. So I hope he wins, but I'll really be surprised if he wins in Tennessee. And with Obama, I think he's a great candidate potential. I don't think now's the time. One thing, he did pledge to the people of Illinois that he'd fulfill his first term. And I can just see the negative ads running, you know, Obama said, promised that he would fulfill his first term, you know, can we now trust him to be, you know, to fulfill his
Yeah, but he never made that promise as a reason to elect him. I mean, I was there during the campaign, and that never came up. No one ever asked him whether he was going to serve his full 6 years. The only statement he made was that he made the one that I played on Meet the Press, and people are allowed over a course of time to change their minds. You can't hold that against him. But he never, as a reason to elect him originally to the Senate from Illinois, he never made that pledge.
No, I totally agree. I think that's just one of the things that they would use against him. I also.
But I got to ask you this. How can you use that against him if he never made the pledge? They'd have to fabricate it.
Well, I think they would just play over and over the question, will you fulfill your first term? Are you interested in running for president? Yes, I'll fulfill my full term. Absolutely not running for president in 08. I think they would just use that to show a contradiction. And you know, Karl Rove is a master of deception anyway. I can just see commercials that are subtly racist that, you know, just enhance and increase people's fears about, you know, putting this man in office, you know. And
well,
I don't know what
you have. Yeah, but you have to expect that. But you're also writing off the idea that he and the people around him wouldn't have the ability to fight that off. I mean, I you know, what I think about Karl Rove, I don't think Karl Rove is the great genius that everybody believes that he is. I think that Karl Rove is where he is because he's had a number of circumstances happen. First of all, there's no doubt in my mind that in the first presidential election, which was the year 2000, okay, Al Gore won that, and Al Gore should have been the president.
Right.
Okay, the second time around, Kerry ran a bad campaign. For everything that Kerry did wrong, look at the campaign that Bill Ritter is running here. He's doing everything right. So I don't see that as... I'm not fearful of Karl Karl Rove. I'm not fearful of dirty tricks. I'm not fearful of his whispering campaigns. I'll tell you why. Because the public is getting too sophisticated now to fall into that trap. And every time people try that stuff, they get caught. Look at the guy, the GOP congressional candidate in Orange County, who tried it against Loretta Sanchez and got nailed for mailing out those letters to immigrants.
But you know, Jay, I mean, that all of that is true. But I'll tell you, the Democrats have not, with the exception of Clinton's machine, I just don't think the Democrats have been a good, done a good job of fighting those types of attacks. They just haven't traditionally...
Well, I think some Democrats do a good job. I think some don't, and it depends on who runs the campaign, and it depends on who's in charge. And some candidates don't answer within a news cycle, and other candidates know how to punch right back. And we got two guys running here in this state who are experts at it, who are running great campaigns. One of them's Ed Perlmutter, and the other one's Bill Ritter.
Yeah, and you know, I don't deny that in the least. But, you know, going back to Lee Atwater and the way that, you know, he ran negative campaigns, and Karl Rove is right in his footsteps. But also, I think Obama needs to spend his full term in the Senate and get on key committees and, you know, head of, you know, the judiciary or be the leader of the armed services or intelligence committee. I think that just adds to his stature. And hopefully, you know, if the Democrats weren't to win in 08, then 12, you know, 2012, I think he'd be perfect for that. But
well, I hope he runs. So I guess on this, you and I got to disagree. But I appreciate your call, man. Hope you have a good day.
You the same.
Okay, take care. Uh-huh.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4944. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4944.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses,
Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
60. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just had some thoughts about women running for office and about Jay and Hillary. I like, not you, Rock and Hill, Rock Obama. Rock Obama, if people are prejudiced, he's just as white as he is black. His mother is a white woman from Kansas, so am I. And I don't understand why people still hold somebody's color against them. I don't understand. I mean, we're supposed to be one of the most progressive countries in the world, and yet we have some of the deepest prejudices.
I think there are those people out there, but I also think there's a lot of us, and I think it's a lot of us, regardless of our political orientation, whether we're left, right, or in the middle, I think there's a lot of people out there who really don't care about color. They just want to hear what the person has to say.
Absolutely, and I've heard of Barack Obama in several of the talking shows lately, and I think he's great, but maybe it's a little too soon. And Hillary, I didn't used to like her at all because I'm a woman and I don't like aggressive women, but I don't hold that against her anymore. You got to be that way to get anywhere. And I think she's very intelligent, and I like her now. And another thing I wanted to bring up, we argue and bicker about having a woman head of state in this country, and yet we think we're the most progressive country in the world and the greatest country. In England, there's been a head of state. In India, there's been a head of state. And I think the wife of the, and Jordan, the girl that was married, that's from America.
Queen Noor.
Yeah, Queen Noor took over when her husband was assassinated. I don't understand what
our... No, her husband wasn't assassinated. He died. He had medical illness.
All right, well, some leaders over in the Middle East have been assassinated, so I'm confused on that. I'm sorry, but... Anyway, I don't understand over here. What is it? Is it our religion? Are we too religious? Not religion. We'll take that back. Prejudiced. Why are we so prejudiced over here? Why aren't we more open-minded? We certainly have come a long way. I mean, everybody says, well, we're the most successful, the greatest country in the world. Why do we hold it against somebody for their color or their gender?
I don't know. We'll have to see how deep that runs.
Yeah.
Or see if it's changing with time. I'd like to believe it's changing with time.
I think it will change with time. I think once we have a woman leader and we see that if she does a very good job, we're never going to feel that way again. And the same with blacks. I don't know. I like Barack Obama. I like him a lot. And just from his appearances and from what I see of him, I like him. And then I wanted to ask you, I'm still filling out my ballot. I'm doing a absentee ballot, and I'm new in the state. You mentioned that last week when you talked about the amendments, is that you could call a League of Women Voters about the judges. I don't know nothing about these judges.
You should retain all judges.
Retain them all? Okay. And then are you going to talk about any more of the amendments? Because some of them you didn't.
Yeah, I'll try to get to as many as I can before Election Day.
All right, Jay. I really like your show, and please don't go off the air.
Well, I'll try my best.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Jane.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
I was just going to bring up that, from my point of view, the worst mistake the Democrats could make would be to run Obama or Hillary Clinton for president, because the problem would be it would reinvigorate the right-wing Christian conservative base totally, because honestly, the women in that whole area of voting have been convinced and or brainwashed that women should not be in that type of a position.
So, Robert, what are you saying? Are you saying that the Democratic Party should run only candidates that will not antagonize the religious right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that they have to think about what they have to do to win.
What I'm asking you straight out is, are you saying then that the Democratic Party should make a choice based on a candidate that would not stir up the religious right and would therefore be acceptable to the religious right?
Yes.
Well, you want to know something? I think you're 150% wrong. Because if you get somebody who is acceptable to them, then you might as well just vote for a Republican.
Yeah.
Because nobody is going to be acceptable to them unless they come forward and endorse ideas like gays are criminals and sodomites, that religion should be taught in school, the Ten Commandments should be displayed on public property, and I could go on and on and on with all of their crap that creationism or intelligent design should be taught in schools. You know, how's that a winning deal, Robert?
Well, I agree with you about the issues of what's right and what's wrong, but the problem is you can't open up those types of possibilities without doing first things first. And the first thing the Democrats have to do is win the presidency.
So in other words, to win the presidency, then you go along and you say to James Dobson and you say to Ted Haggard and all of those people, hey, here, look at our candidate. Our candidate's not offensive to you. Our candidate endorses the ideas that gays are sodomites.
I'm not saying that.
Then what position are you who are you planning to run, and what position would they come up with that would not antagonize the religious right?
I'll tell you exactly who I would run. I would run Russ Feingold.
He's going to antagonize
because
them.
I do believe that the country has moved to the point where they could accept a Jewish man as president. But it hasn't
His political ideas are not acceptable to the religious right. They do not look at things the way he looks at things, and he would immediately antagonize them. He is for a woman's right to choose.
You just argued against yourself right there, Jay. You just argued against yourself.
How did I argue against myself, Robert?
Because, for one, I've heard you say in the past that you thought Russ Feingold ought to run for president.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, no, open up your ears and listen.
Okay.
Be programmed to receive. What I'm saying to you is you're suggesting Russ Feingold based on your premise that he would be a candidate who would not stir up the religious right. What I'm saying to you is he would stir up the religious right. So that what you're doing is you're basically making a suggestion that runs against your original premise.
I don't believe so because I
okay,
do
let me,
believe.
All right,
now,
let
listen,
me ask you. Let me
listen,
ask you. Okay,
me,
then let me ask you. Let me ask you.
Okay.
What is Mr. Feingold's position on a woman's right to choose?
He believes in the right to choose.
Okay. What is Mr. Dobson's position on a woman's right to choose?
It's against that. But you see the difference between a Russ Feingold and a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton is this. Russ Feingold has always made his positions perfectly clear. So the one reason that he would appeal to the religious right is that he is a man of principles. And that is one of the primary reasons that these people voted for George Bush, was because they believed that George Bush was a man of his principles.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that Barack Obama has not made his principles clear.
I will say this.
I mean, has he made his principles clear, yes or no?
I don't believe so. And here's,
all right, give me
here's
an example.
I'll tell you why.
Give
me
an example. I don't want to hear why. I want you to give me an example.
I will.
You made the charge back
up. I watched his interview on Meet the Press, and Tim Russert brought up numerous examples of quotes from Barack Obama's book that were very strong positions. And when asked about those in person, he backed away from those positions significantly.
You know what? I watched the same interview, I didn't get that impression at all. As a matter of fact, I think he not only embraced them, but he added to them. And on top of that, the only thing that he said that was different was that the date certain for getting out of Iraq would have to change because he had written the book 5 months before. But I don't see him backing away from anything. As a matter of fact, he added to what he had to say. But your original premise about stirring up the religious right, okay? Number one, no one that runs is capable of not stirring them up, number one. And number two, the Democratic Party, nor the Republican Party, nor any other party should be in the business of appeasing those people. And that's one of the reasons why the Republican Party is in the trouble it's in now.
I agree with you 100%, Jay. I'm not talking about whether it's right or wrong to do that. What I'm talking about is a strategy to win, much like how you were talking about John Kerry ran his campaign in the wrong way. Both you and I would agree that John Kerry should have been president. But he didn't run the campaign the right way.
What I can't get out of what you're saying is about the strategy to win. So then what are you going to do? You're going to have a guy run, or a woman, or whoever it is you want to have run, and in order not to stir up the religious right, you're going to have them be quiet about certain issues? How are you going to get around that? I'm asking you a direct question. How are you going to get around all of that? Please give me a game plan.
You have to avoid the instant instigation of certain views among a large percentage of people in the country.
Okay,
and
what views? Be more specific. What views are you talking about?
I'm talking about the percentage of people in this country that do not want a minority as a president yet and do not want a woman as president yet. And if your strategy is
now you're moving from appeasing the religious right, now you're moving into the fact that there are people out there who might not want a woman or who might not want a minority. And so those are two different things. You started out talking about the religious right, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire and ask you, what is your plan? You have somebody run, and let's buy into your, you know, into your theory, so we'll get a Caucasian white male to run, okay, heterosexual. What is your plan to have them run and have them not offend the religious right? How would they end up doing that?
Well, for one, they just don't, by being exactly the type of person you just described, they don't immediately press those hot buttons that those people that believe the way that they do minorities and about women in those types of positions.
Okay, so in other words, in order to gain power, the idea is that you give in on your principles, and that no matter how many people out there who may be progressive or liberal, no matter how many people out there who may be Democratic, no matter how many people out there who may be Republican and also may not have any trouble with it, I remind you that there are a lot of Republicans who believe that Condi Rice would be a good choice. So in other words, to get around all of that, you throw the towel in on all that kind of stuff, and you run a Caucasian, white, acceptable, market-researched male. Is that what you're saying we should do?
Absolutely.
Okay, well,
okay,
good luck to you.
Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why, Jay, is that basically in order to get from point A to point B, if we say that point B is a country that is willing to accept a woman as a president or a minority as a president, that you have to take steps to get to that point. One of those steps would be a woman as vice president. Okay, that's the way you get there.
Here's where I'm going. I'm going to traffic because that's what I got to do.
Okay.
And so I would just say
I just think
you're way off base.
Well, okay, we agree to disagree a little bit. Look, I love your show. I love talking with you. I'm just presenting a point of view, a devil's advocate point of view.
I have no problem with it.
Okay?
I have no problem with it at all.
All right, cool.
All right, have a good day.
All right.
All right, we'll see you. 9:35, it's 35 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, with a look at traffic.
All right, we're still dealing with a couple of major problems. Eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University Highlands Ranch, that was bogged down from a wreck. We got a brand-new two-car westbound lanes of the Turnpike at Cherryvale, so that's boulder-bound. A bit of a slow pocket still on southbound 25 past downtown. The good news is that all lanes are reopened westbound I-70 at Ward Road. That was the earlier scene of that jackknife. knife semi. Weather today, mostly sunny, looking for warmer conditions, some light southwest winds, high of 66. Right now it's 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
New Southeast Bus and Light Rail System is opening in November. Visit southeastlightrail.com today and train yourself to...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Why, they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Over 600 vehicles on the lot. And Rockies always celebrates the holidays in a big, big way. Right now, their showroom's all done up for Halloween, and you can take the kids by, take the family by, and get a free jack-o'-lantern, a free pumpkin for Halloween. One per customer. Stop by, pick one up, whether you buy a car or not. You can still get a free pumpkin. And while you're out there, see my friends, of course, Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato, and all of the gang working out of Rockies that work so hard to make sure that you get taken care of. Rockies Autos is a... right there on the net. You can check them out there, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or check out the inventory. And their television commercials are on there as well. They're open tonight until 9. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're just my good friends. I really do love the folks at Rockies, and I thank them, too, for supporting this station and also supporting this program. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged dutter hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the
now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 65. Mostly sunny. It's a show available on podcast at am760.net. And it's open phones, but most people are talking about Hillary and Barack Obama. Let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Boy, you know, that last caller, I think Robert was his name. I mean, I'm what you would consider part of the religious right, and he actually did have a couple good points there, but... real quick, I just want to chime in with this Hillary thing or woman president. And I agree with the caller. I think it was Becky that said it's men are not the problem, because I believe conservative men like myself, we just love to supporting conservative women that are in politics. And a guy like you, I know you have no problem supporting women, you know, progressive women. So I think men are still going to kind of go with the person that represents their views. But women, like Becky was saying, they just don't work very well together when they're in power. I work for a blue chip company, and the different teams I've been on, whenever there was a woman boss, it was always the women in the group that just couldn't get along. Men just seem to, I don't know what it is, but we just kind of, we could hate each other, whatever, but then we get down to business and we just kind of get the job done. And I think women are the worst. You look at Hillary, yeah, a lot of us conservative guys don't like Hillary. That's true. But if you look at the women, you know, when she came out with the, you know, well, what should I do? Stay at home and bake cookies. I mean, man, the women that stay at home and bake cookies just went nuts over that. I mean, they don't give her a break for a minute. So I agree. It's not the men's problem. It's really like Margaret Thatcher. We all loved her, you know. But it's just women. Just I don't know. I don't know what it is. And maybe with national security now, a lot of women. Maybe the women don't want to admit this, but I think they'd rather have a male there, commander in chief, with everything going on now, terrorism. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton was hardly a. He was. You could say he was a womanizer. He didn't really respect women very much, but the soccer moms loved him because he gave that idea that he cared for them more than maybe more than their husbands did, as Rush used to say. But I just think women are the biggest problem as to why you and I will, in our lifetime are not going to see a woman president. A black president, yeah, I think conservative Christians have no problem with color. General Powell, that would have been an interesting, vote if he had run. But I agree with you. We're kind of getting a little more colorblind than we used to be when it comes to our leaders, and that's a great thing. But as far as women, I don't think you and I will see it.
Well, we may not, but I'll tell you, I think given enough advertising money and given enough the right campaign, anything can be changed.
Don't they all get kind of like men, though, when they get to that level of power? I mean, don't you think Hillary is just as ruthless as, you know, any other politician or, you know, what's her name, soon to be the Speaker of the House? Can't believe what.
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when they get to that level, to me, they're all power hungry. They'll all pretty much do whatever it takes to win. I don't know if there's a whole lot of male or female difference by the time, you know, those folks are just different than you and me. You know, we may have our different views, but those people, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting cynical on my old age. But as far as Obama, I believe he has, and again, I'm a conservative, but I think if you could get a young African-American male that, and this is what Robert was saying, and he disagreed with him on a lot of points, but I think what he was saying is don't go out there and try to make enemies. You know, I mean, for me to vote Democrat is almost impossible, but I tell you what, if there was a Democrat, and just to pick an issue, instead of just saying, oh, they're religious fanatics and I believe in a women's choice, blah, 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 there are ways to approach some of those delicate issues, and you would get Republicans voting for a pro-choice Democrat if he didn't immediately talk down to those that are pro-life, that he shared that he understood it is it's a difficult issue, it's complicated, he still believes in the woman's right to choose, but he wants to make sure that women have, you know, an informed choice. What I would love for him to say, I'd like to take the debate away from those that make the money, like Planned Parenthood. You know, it's kind of like the fox guarding the hen house when you have Planned Parenthood in the discussion. They're the ones making the billions of dollars. You know, if he came out and just said, I want to approach this, that I understand there's people on both sides, this is my position, but to not come out and just ridicule and say, well, that's just because you're a religious fanatic, so we're going to discount your opinion because your morality doesn't matter, it's only our morality. That's how most of us Christians feel toward the Democratic Party. So if the candidates would just, and I don't want them to be dishonest.
The reason that happens is because, first of all, the leaders of evangelical Christians and the leaders of the Christian right play that all the time, and they play it because it means power and money for them, and it means control. They always play that card about the secular, northeastern, west coast, liberal, democratic party. But if you read David Kuo's book, I mean, those people and the GOP have been taking people like you, and they've been using you for years because they're not any more concerned about you than the man in the moon. That's number one. Number two, I don't think that anybody is out to alienate anybody based on religious grounds, but there are some things that you believe, and there are some things that evangelical Christians believe, and there's some things that that you believe that, that are not acceptable to mainstream America, and also are not acceptable under the Bill of Rights and under the Constitution, and that are way socially too extreme. And I think that people in this country, and I have no proof of this, but I think as time goes on, I think people are going to be looking for one thing. They're going to be looking for somebody who can step up to the plate and solve the problems, not create more problems. And if Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton can do that, and if they can prove that they can do that, I think they can overcome their handicaps, and I think that they can get elected. But the way for us to win is not to do what Robert was suggesting, which is to make sure that we don't drive you off or offend you. I wouldn't say that we should go out of our way to offend you, and I wouldn't say that we should drive you off, but I'd also say that we shouldn't turn around and we shouldn't compromise hard-won civil liberties and also buckle to the idea of moving this country closer to a theocracy. Glenn, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Because you know what? I'll never vote for any candidate that takes that position. I don't know about you. 9:47, it's 13 before 10. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still pretty slow on that drive across Highlands Ranch. Accident just past Broadway eastbound, making it slow from Wadsworth all the way over. I just got word of an accident on the turnpike. It's heading into Boulder, Boulderbound, right there at that Cherryville Road overpass. About to make it slow as you head into town. Denverbound not affected by that crash right now. And good news on I-70, that earlier problem at Ward Road taken care of, so good speeds through there. Weather forecast is a good one right through the week. Lots of sunshine today. Highs will be in the upper 60s to near 70. Clear skies tonight, low of 30, mostly sunny, into the low 70s tomorrow, and great weather again on Wednesday. Right now it's up to 50 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
It's 9:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And fall is here. The leaves are falling. And, of course, we've even had a couple of days with some snow. And the nights are definitely getting colder. What was it, about, I think it was like 34 this morning when I came in. And you know people always say that this is great sleeping weather. Well, it may be, but I know that you can sleep better all year long with the bed that Barry and I sleep on, the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort really is a great bed. We've had it for 8 years. We've moved it all over the country. I mean, it works as good now as it did 8 years ago. And with the Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every single night. Simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as your body needs it to be to get that deep, restorative sleep. And my sleep number is usually between 75 and 80, but I've even had as high as 85. Visit the Select Comfort store today to find your sleep number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. And this month, you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little better during this stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets sold in the month of October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort is partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed by simply going and finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. There are over 400 Select Comfort stores across the country, and here in our area, hey, you know what? Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's 4 words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Vision, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. High today, 65, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, it's been open phones, but we've been focusing on Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and running for the presidency. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. First off, I just want to say I'm with Mary on what you said about Saddam being reinstalled. I heard that, and I just burst out laughing.
Well, you know, so, something, listen, I mean, I had a guy send me an instant message, and he said, what a dumb idea. But, you know, we don't have any good there are no good options. Things are screwed up. Things are terribly, terribly screwed up.
Yeah.
You could make a case that their lives were better before, right?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, he was a pretty bad guy.
He was a bad guy, but look what's going on now.
Well, yeah, now it's just mayhem and chaos. At least they had civil order and electricity.
Well, there weren't between 40 and 100 people dying a day.
Right. And our guys definitely weren't there dying. So, no, I mean, sure. I mean, I don't know. It's just so impossible that would happen that it just came across as just, you know, laughable.
Well, the reason I did it, though, was the reason I started saying it this morning between 6 and 7 is because the situation is so absolutely, completely out of control, and the powers that be are so disconnected. They're so disconnected over what's going on, and they keep peddling this whole thing about denial of what's happening that it's become surreal.
Yeah. I mean, even Baker went over there and came out saying the place is just a mess. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. But anyway, what I really wanted to say, I wanted to weigh in on the women and being president. I don't have a problem at all with the woman president. In fact, I mean, look at all the women that have served in Congress and served so well, and people like Pat Schroeder come to mind and Diana DeGette. But the question is, which woman are you going to put in there? It has to be a good woman. I personally don't think Hillary is the one. I did watch the show last night with Nancy Pelosi. Now, you know, there's a good woman. There's a woman who would be a great president. And as far as, what's his name? I still can't pronounce the guy's name. The senator from Illinois.
Barack Obama.
Yeah. He's a great guy, but he's a little young, and he might want to wait. Because my main problem is this next election is so important that I don't really think we ought to be taking any new risks here. I think we ought to just, you know, play it safe, go with somebody who didn't support the war, maybe Gore.
He didn't support it.
No, I know he didn't. He didn't even vote on it. So, you know, but like Hillary did. Oh, did you say Barack didn't support it?
No, he voted for it, but he thought the initial idea of going in was bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, he's a great guy, but he's just, you know, he ought to wait a little bit. Like, look, Edwards kind of jumped the gun by just throwing his hat in the presidential race right off the bat like that. I mean, I just think that we ought to maybe do like Gore and Feingold. What do you think of that ticket?
Well, I think it's pretty good, but I don't think Al Gore's going to run.
Well,
I mean, I wish he would, but I don't think he is. And I'm interested. Here's the thing I'm interested in. I'm interested in the idea of somebody new. I'm interested in the idea of somebody who is out to solve problems, not create them. And I'm interested in somebody who has it together. And Barack Obama strikes me as being somebody who fits that bill. Now, I don't know that I would support him, but I think it would be kind of interesting to have him involved in the primary. I think it would be kind of interesting to have him get up there and say what he has to say and be able to compare him against everybody else.
Well, sure, that would be great, yeah.
And if he wins, and if people are swayed to his side and he becomes the nominee, then I would support him 100%.
Yeah, unlikely he'd win, but...
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, really. Right, we'd have to see, but...
You know, you don't know. I mean, there have been plenty of people who have run for the presidency who had less experience.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's just, I just don't want to take any chances in that election. We got to win that one. And, you know what's interesting was that woman said earlier about how a woman candidate, her worst enemy is women.
Yeah.
I thought that was so interesting because I said to my mom the other day, I said, Mom, you know, I've been reading about Pat Schroeder. You didn't like her back when she was in office. Why not? And she said, oh, I don't know. I just always had this thing about men are supposed to be the one for politics.
Well, I think the older the generation gets, I think you do have that problem. Hey, I got to run, Tom. Thank you, man.
Okay,
have a good day.
Take it easy.
Okay, we'll see you. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the opinions, pro and con, and all the email messages and instant messages. And you can get podcasts of the show at am760.net.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.